Blog Talk Radio.
Here we are. Here we are. Here's for the people.
It's not like the future depends on it. But still the animals in the zoo, call the chimpanzee, them a make big money. This is how the media villages on TV the picture is. Savages and villages, and the scientists still can't explain the pyramids. Evangelists making a living on the videos of ribs of the little kids, stereotyping the image of the images. And this is what the image is. You buy a car, keep on and all of a sudden you are still an Indiana Jones. And I keep all the gold and keep all the scrolls and even the bird bones. Some of the worst paparazzi I've ever seen and I've ever known. Put the words on this place that the world can see, and it's all that we'll ever show. So the ones in the west will never move east and feel like we'll be at home. Get tricked by the beast, but the way them a go flee when the monster is fully grown. Salamonic line is where them feet can defeat and them could have never clone. A spiritual DNA that prints in my soul and I will forever own. Lord.
Yeah. So Bali, that's patience. What the old folks told me. Can you get with that? Discovering the world before this world. A world buried in time. Uncovered with rhymes. It gets no realer.
We born not knowing. Are we born knowing all? We growing wiser. Are we just growing tall? Can you read thoughts? Can you read palms? Can you predict the future? Can you see storms coming? The earth was flat, if you went too far you would fall off. Now the earth is round, if the shape changed again everybody would have thought lost. The average man can't prove of most of the things that he chooses to speak of. And still run research and find out the root of the truth that you seek of. Got us teaching universities and claim that they're smart and cunning. Tell them find a cure when we sneeze and that's when their nose starts running. And the rich get fixed up when we get cut. Wanna heal them broken bones in the bush with the wet mud. Can they read signs? Can they read stars? Can they make peace? Can you fight war? Can you milk cows even though you drive cars? Can you survive against all odds?
You don't know how they gonna react. You're scared of wrongdoers. People that's just ignorant. You're scared of the truth. Be patient. For now. Who wrote the Bible? Who wrote the Quran? And was it a lightning storm that gave birth to the earth and then dinosaurs were born? Who made up words? Who made up numbers? And what kind of spell is mankind under? Everything on the planet we preserve and can it. Microwave it and try it, no matter what, we'll survive it. What's you? What's man? What's human? Anything along the land we consuming. Eating, deleting, ruining. Trying to get paper. Gotta have land, gotta have acres. So I can sit back like Jack Nicholson, watch niggas play the game like the Lakers. In a world full of 52 fakers, gypsies, seances, mystical prayers. You superstitious, throw salt over your shoulders, make a wish for the day, cuz like somebody got a doll of me. Sticking needles in my artery, but I can't feel it. Sometimes it's like part of me, but I got a real big spirit. I'm fearless, I'm fearless.
Don't you try to grab hold of my soul. It's like a military soldier since 7 years old. I held real dead bodies in my arms, felt their body turn cold. Oh, why are we born in the first place if this is how we gotta go? Dang.
Oh yeah. Oh yes, family. Oh yes, that's Nas and Marley, man. That is so sweet. Yes, we gotta have patience, as they say. I am your host, Dry Bones. This is the Helios Biblios Hour, the Book of the Sun. And guess what? We are here today. Let it be praise to the high, most high energy that's in your mind. Let's get it on. Today's program, like all programs, is designed to deprogram you from all the bullshit that's out there. So you got to get on the ball. It's called The Facts Matters. And guess what, y'all? We're going to do like we said. This is the plan for the new era of our show and program. We're going to start having cash round finales. When it gets to be 12 o'clock, we will go into the power energy hour. We will all have a chance to win $100 at up to $500 if you get to the grand solar system. Now, we're going to do it this way. All numbers. I will call all numbers and give you Cash App. That's why we're going to go to 500. You see, remember we've been telling you, they're about to send the IRS on Venmo, Cash App, anything over transactions over 600. So everything will be below 500. Now, it'll be hot hour. All who get the show, you must take accept the thing as my thing so we can put into the kitty. That way, when we get the kitty, we will start where we will start asking questions. The house will always double the kitty, and so we'll make it happen. We'll be asking you questions that pertain to this show from the last 8 years. Shows will be, it'll be clues given out through each show of what we'll be talking about. So you can go to the archives, look up those shows, and from those shows, we will have the Cash Money Hour. It'll be going on starting after we get everybody's numbers tabulated and you call me back with the verification that you are on Cash App. You're on Cash App, accept the challenge. Those of you who have done it thus far, you must be responding to me to use that. So I have a list of those of you who will be in the challenge. And this is go for all who will keep it going. The higher the kitty, the more the flames. Let's get started. We are ready to get hot. This is the Dry Bones time to go and shine. And let me just say before I open up the lines, time to wake up. Time to wake up. Now, today's program is going to give you all the facts from an allegorical perspective that you can find in any of the occult books. It's clearly the blueprints is there. First of all, let me just say this. Let me give you something that's in the occult writings. Why do I use the occult? Because you cannot know history without the occult world. It's impossible. Anybody going to give you history on a low level, don't never mention the secret societies that's behind the history, then they're not giving you history. They're giving you a fallacy, a phallic symbolcy, so you can jerk off and be mentally dumb. Now, this is how we're going to play this. Again, contest will start once we tabulate all of you on a basis of what you respond so we can put into the kitty. We'll start these programs. So hopefully starting next week, you will be getting an invitation to join the Helios Hour. Now, let's go. Think about darkness, y'all. Sometimes darkness has a strange smell. They smell like frogs. And in the frogs hide the legions of evil spirits that come from the final fight. And a deep sadness creeps over me as I saw the people of the earth slide into the captivity names were abolished. Just numbers and barcodes in the supermarket. The four angels of the apocalypse were busy bringing their famine, disease, and war and conquest to trample all people, to crush the light from the souls of my heart. Hung heavy in the breasts, but then glimmers of light began, and the burning bright caught the bush of a small country's to be afire, which burns in every man's soul. The last hope to avert destruction and stop the advance segment of the Four Horsemen that are already begun to ride. Unquote. He caught magic. Now, there are people now on the rise telling you the time is now to wake up. The time is now. In New York, the family physician, everybody knew this man, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. He warned, quote, the tyrants in government know that the end of COVID is coming and are now going to go full totalitarian. That's coming out of a man from New York City who said that tyrants, and look him up so you can see his ethnic persuasion, is coming. He said, this is time. They say, no, COVID going to end. You see it now, the end. It's like confusion is bringing people awakeness, saying, wait a minute, man. Each week is something new. Don Lemon looking old. I think his adrenochrome is gone. They all looking scared. They thought they about to take Joy Reid off the air, everybody. Did I tell you AOC was here last week when I said AOC was she? See, we already getting the news because it's North, East, South, and West. So we thank you all who've been on this program because you are the news, North, East, South, and West. Now, all this is happening. The man said it's going on. New York going berserk, back to normal, making people feel the mask mandate is normal. Isn't that amazing? California. Everybody flocking to Florida. We got to be careful, Florida. Got to be careful. Because it's going to get deep. In today's program, I'm going to blow this mother up. Now, there's a group. And this is what it says. Our political, cultural, business leaders are chosen by people they serve. This more completes the list of who. It's a group called the Young Global League. Notable young leaders, they call themselves. Notable is a key word. On this list, I'm going to give you some names. This list was compiled by Klaus Schwab and them, who they give awards to for them following. So this is one of those shows that we're going to have to put on your mind that get ready. It's not going to be a nice one today. Because at 4 o'clock, we get nasty up in here. Now, listen carefully. The list is Umar Abedin, Charlene Thurman, Ashton Kutcher. They all on this list, and they literally have sold their souls according to the Rothschild and frontman Klaus Schwab. This is the goal. The goal is worldwide communist China socialist credit system where access to your money depends on your obedience to the Saturnian earthly representative. Satan is Saturn. Now, I hope y'all know y'all been watching these court cases. I know you might not have, but this is why we do these programs. Sonia Mayer, the Jewish ethnic of the Supreme Court. If you look up her response to the mandates, it is frightening. All of the Supreme Court judges are planetary systems. 9. Saturn is their sun god. Oh, we about to get deep today. I hope you can handle this. They literally want to have, that's why I just told you, Cash App said you can't go over 600. And y'all watching it like ain't nothing wrong. The global elites are collapsing every economy on Earth. Right now as we speak. Now, depending on your awakeness, listen carefully. There are some notable young leaders, including Jeffrey Zietz. Jeffrey now, listen carefully. Jeffrey is the White House coronavirus response. Look him up. Jeremy Howard, founder of an influential lobby group called Max for All. Better look him up. Whoever come up with Mask for All? This ain't even government. This is individuals called Mask for All. I didn't come up with it. And then the most dangerous. Learn or win. Zero COVID. This chick talking about zero COVID. As a CNN medical analysis, a chick who says zero COVID, and you see the unraveling of it, means they want to go hardcore now. That's, she's part of the young team. Look it up. Global Young Leaders, they call themselves. Gavin Newsom, governor of California. Then you wonder why he won. He was selected in 2005. The French president, Emmanuel Macron. Peter Buttigieg. That's why Peter ain't been seen. See, Buttigieg ain't been seen nowhere. They can't find him. He talking about he on maternity leave. And that's okay for y'all. Especially, y'all might be the most dangerous DNA on the planet. So watch a man take over your status. They doing it in swimming. They about to do it in track. That's strange, isn't it? Pete Buttigieg gets maternity leave. Hey, maybe I'll try it. Then the most notable, Chelsea Clinton was inducted as well. Now, that's a long list. I can't go, you know, it's a long, short program. But the key word was, the key word in this, before I set this fire or let y'all on, the key was a system on which you will be accessed money dependent on your obedience to earthly representatives. Ain't that amazing? Now you got to ask yourself, that is just woo-woo. Earthly representatives. Now, they made sure you knew that it's the earthly ones, because the earthly ones must be controlled, and we'll get into that later. Why would they say that? Think about that, everybody. Why would they say that? Now, we got to play something for you. A lot of you forgot this. I didn't. And Trump is getting backlash now. And it, rightfully so, because he spoke to Candace, Queen Candace. See, that's why she's her name, Candace, Queen Candace, the Egyptian one. Just look at her. Queen Candace had this black woman had a, even though she's married to the nobility, we're going to get into that today, who you know what the black nobility means. You got to figure this out quickly, everybody, quickly. But Trump has such a masterful job of making sure that people believe that vaccine was made by him, called Warp Speed. And during that, she exposed what many of us are going to talk about today, that he couldn't have it that fast. It was already in the mix for investors. His job was to put it in there, but his job was to make sure he kept a resemblance of the Constitution. A resemblance. It had to be a resemblance of it. Even though some of the talk might have caused total cataclysmic economic devastation. That part was kept in place. Now, you must judge what is coming, because there is a reckoning of good and evil. Trump definitely has to now make himself either who he really is in this scheme of things, because he said that the microchip was going to be used, and we kind of like skipped over it. But an executive order, I hope y'all know this, executive order was put in place right after this.
Hey, Billy.
Trump is gone.
I don't need no other words to this song, but Trump is gone.
Trump is gone.
Oh, yes, he is.
Trump is gone.
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 Trump is gone. Trump is gone.
I don't need no other words to this song. But Trump is gone.
Trump is gone.
One more thing I want to tell you.
Come on, John.
Pence is gone.
Pence is gone.
Yes, he is.
Pence is gone.
Pence is gone.
American citizens should vote in American elections, which is why the time has come for voter ID, like everything else. Voter ID. You know, if you go out and you want to buy groceries, you need a picture on a card. You need ID. You go out and you want to buy anything, you need ID and you need your picture.
All right, the president hitting the strong dollar, raising interest rates, doesn't like the fact that in this interview with CNBC, you know, why does this always happen? The economy picks up steam and then the Federal Reserve decides to whack it with a hike.
Today, more lines.
I just feel like we're in the third world.
And more frustration.
Up beyond irritating.
After an epic 10-hour blackout, the power at the world's busiest airport was back on this morning. Still, more than 400 flights were canceled today, on top of the 1,100 canceled yesterday.
The lights went out. We were on the plane for like 7.5 hours.
In Sunday's chaos, some passengers initially feared a terrorist attack, confused by a lack of information.
I was not expecting that.
The stranded, some on planes for more than 6 hours, left in terminals with little food.
Thanks, Atlanta.
The president has directed that the Department of Defense and the Department of Homeland Security work together with our governors to deploy the National Guard to our southwest border to assist the Border Patrol. The president will be signing a proclamation to that effect today.
There are some lands that the Department of Defense owns. That right on the border that are actually areas where we see illicit activity as part of what DOD does every day in terms of force protection. We're looking into options for the military to build wall on military installations on the border.
Wow. Let's come back to Earth, y'all. For opening lines, I want y'all to think carefully. Real ID. Where did we hear that before? Real ID. And see, if we was in the money round, this would be a $25 question. Real ID. Where did it come from? Who came up with that idea? That's first and foremost. Wasn't Trump. See, another thing he claimed that he made it sound like wasn't him. This was already by the Bush family and Dick Cheney. See, that'll be worth $25. The question is, everything that was done during the Defense Authorization Act that was already in place. See, the warp speed was already in place. They just had to have a sales pitch man. I admit he's one of the greatest. Now, facts show that he has to give the Anglo-Saxon Protestant the appearance of power before the whole emergence take place. So if there is time, question is, how much time to create what is called adverse reality, meaning that we, you know, it's coming, but you can easily adverse it. So I'm gonna open the lines. I want to hear from y'all. I just heard it. Real ID, that's not new. War speed, that's not new. Candace Owens, Queen Candace, asked him a question: does the vaccine kill people? Boy, did the white folks go crazy. Now let's get the helio started. 1300, welcome.
Great show, my brother. Great show. Want to say greetings to the Drive-On family.
Yes, man. We're definitely here, man. It's I'm gonna just drop some science on the family real quick. Keep your eyes on the Federal Reserve. Keep your eyes. You got 12 Federal Reserve governors.
Right.
12.
Right. Like right.
12. You know, like the 12.
Yeah. Tribes, 12
months
disciples.
Of the year, right?
Yeah,
12
yeah. 12 disciples,
of the year.
12, correct. Yeah, all that. Yeah, all that.
Correct. Correct. So what we got to understand what's going on, family. Look at the Bitcoin. You've seen this week, if you watch any type of market, you've seen how quick and volatile that crypto and that digital currency moves. It is the epitome of manipulation.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, man, we are here, bro. This thing been going on about 5 years with the Fed saying that they're going to raise interest rates, they're going to lower interest rates.
Right.
Now they're tapering. I don't know if anybody know what tapering is. Tapering is where they try to sell off the assets of the Fed. So they basically saying, okay, well, we're selling off gold. We're selling off silver because that's the only assets that the U.S. government has.
That's
so,
it. That's it.
But
that's
we
it.
Have to understand the Feds are owned by the global powers. The Fed is not a United States organization. Anything that does not have United States in the name does not belong to this country. It has to have United States in it, the corporation of the United States. And,
right.
I throw that corporation in there. Family, you got to get this right now. Like I want to say, how much time do we have? How much time do we have? Are we right on top of this thing? Or look at all the currencies. Did you see people are taking... currency governments, you got countries that are taking out government currency insurance. They're putting
right.
insurance on their currencies because they're so scared right now
right.
that
that's
the financial
right.
the global financial system is disintegrating at light speed. And I like what you said about also don't forget about Trump passed that Insurrection Act. Then this was right before the so-called January 6th. So you got to pay attention to all these signs and symbols that they put in here, family.
Yeah.
I mean, the brothers that's on that checkerboard, y'all should understand this, man, what's going on. You're
yeah.
supposed to be enlightened. So
yeah. Now, let's go there because, again, the appearance of the Constitution is very important to give the appearance that we still are a sovereign governing body. Now, unfortunately, with the COVID collateral bonds, and the money that's on Wall Street and all the global elites that's involved with this collateral exchange, they had to introduce this COVID scenario to get everybody to buy into, especially
yep.
with so much money being placed in hospitals. That's another thing people don't realize. Look at the money trail.
Mm-hmm.
Look at all these super insurance conglomerations got together as insurance companies, everybody, and that's how they're going to mm-hmm. get most of us through these jobs
yep.
that we already have now. I'm about to put it on you. I'm going to put you in so you can put that. I just read through your information, you mentioned the pensions. I heard the pensions mentioned by these people. How they gonna work because it's called
they're gonna use
protection.
The pensions. Mm-hmm. They've done it before. They use the pensions of the American citizens to bail out corporations like the mm-hmm. big auto three when they went in. Obama bailed them out. Also, the airline industry was just bailed out at the beginning
again.
Of the pandemic.
Again.
They were
again.
Already they again they were already in trouble.
Yeah,
General Engines. Corp, man, just go and do, family, I got some homework for you to do. With the last 3-4 years, I'm talking about at least go back 4 years and just do a research and do a Google search on how many CEOs have stepped down from their corporations.
Yeah.
I'm talking about major mega corporations like Goldman Sachs, General Engines, John Deere, Caterpillar, Harley Davidson, all these people, and also do a search on how many companies the last 5 years have gone underwater and have been dissolved.
Mm.
They're either going to be doing a merger. They're doing a lot of mergers now. You hear those? And acquisitions. They're
that's
doing a lot of those right now because...
gone underwater and not get wet. That's like a song. They went underwater and they didn't get wet.
Correct.
That means they came out dry because they got paid off. Everybody, when these CEOs, right. when you see how much money they get for dropping out the pitcher, you'll drop out the pitcher too. If you see how
man,
much
racism, money gets. Racism is the deflection that they use on your mind. That's the Jedi mind trick they want to keep you contained with.
Jedi.
Now, don't
yeah.
get me wrong. There is white supremacy racism in the world. But,
yes.
bro, these people, you got smart. These people think you got smart money and you got dumb money. That's the only division that they have. There is no
because
black,
money,
white with them.
Right. Because smart money and dumb money, let's go there. Smart money and dumb money. Because there's a lot of brothers and sisters who have some money. I mean, you can see that by just some of our people that we know. They got money. It's what they do with it is the question. So dumb money
correct.
Do nothing with it but consume. Smart money
consume.
Invest. Yeah.
Invest.
So dumb money consume.
There you go. So what we need
invest.
To be
okay.
doing, okay. I mentioned the treasury bonds last week. Family, you should be looking into and things that you can invest in, that you can reserve and conserve your spending power, family. You're not going to, this corona thing is a economic war attack. It is the economic attack. It has
right.
nothing to do with your well-being and your health.
That's right. Nothing to do with well-being. And also, everybody, the real ID. I hope y'all understand. I'm bringing lines in now because I want y'all to hear this. Trump did not come up, just like he did not come up with the corona warp speed was already manufactured and ready to go. He pitched it at behest of death. I'm going to be honest with you. Behest of death. Just look at what you can happen to you if you take those positions. I just told you, you sell your soul to obedience to the Saturnalian earthly representatives. Saturn and Satan is the same people. Let's get this show propping because we about to get fired up. And then when y'all send the Cash App, when I send it to you, you accept, everybody. That will put into the kitty. The kitty will be read to you, and we will start the programs, and you will find out how much cash can be given to you just by answering 8 years of information. 3364, you on the Helios. I'll bring you. Stay in there, brother. Stay with me. I got you. Just stay with me.
Hey, what up, my lord? Hey, look here,
what's
man.
Up?
Hey, that brother was talking, and he said one significant thing, and it was perplexing me. It's T-I-M-E-M-E-I-T, this time shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once we know, that's why I love you and Patah Seeker, man. When y'all talk about time, how they flip time, man. I love
mm-hmm.
that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I was waiting for somebody, the scholar, to tell me exactly when these motherfuckers went from our New Year or the month of April and March to when they flipped that shit January 1st. And it came to me and I found out. I waited for some smart motherfucker to tell me, man, but I had to find out on my own.
Mm-hmm.
They did that shit. Julius Caesar did that shit January 1st. Check this out. 1547. That's when they flipped the time of the fucking New Year, man. I was waiting for that shit. I'll wait for the answer, man. Nobody can even tell me shit. All these goddamn smart niggas that be...
No. Be honest now. that's
yeah.
true. That, I don't know, but Matthias Seeker, during the time frame, the debate was when they did all this shifting and that Jesus and the time, and then we got to that council. Of course, so you had the same era of Constantine and Julius Caesar, so... The Julian calendar, just by going to Google search, could tell anybody that would be the right time because we under the Pope Gregory, the Gregorian calendar. So basically, it's the same scenario of us just going back to. But it's known, man. I'm gonna be honest with you. I tell people for them shows back in them days to now, if you found out, that means that it kept you on fire to keep looking because it's been there. All I can tell people is, were these people black? Or were they what, Asian?
What I'm saying is, man, nobody told me, man. I had to find on my own. That's you and
well, no,
you.
No,
a lot
well,
of dotted
no, no,
right
that's,
here.
No,
okay?
That's good.
So I had to find out on my
you.
Own.
I agree. And now that you gave
yeah.
it out, the information, now you get information out.
Yeah.
Now when I use that as
yeah.
an answer, when I go deeper into that,
yeah.
I'm gonna make a question out there, and you can win money out of it. Because I'm looking at, if you bring it to
yes,
the table,
sir.
When you bring it to the table, we're going to see if the table can
yeah.
see everybody. That's what we do on this show. So if it can fit what you just said, look it up, everybody. Look it up, everybody, what he just said. And make sure you can eat off that. And if it make you eat, then you give him credit. But we're going to pay you on the Helios. You got any more to say? Keep it going.
That's why I don't say no happy goddamn New Year to none of these fuckers till April 15th or around my 322. That's the real New Year. And see, we got to get back on the right time, man. Okay, even my body tell me to sit my ass down from the winter solstice to the real New Year. Even your body, you know how to regulate your time and your body. You damn right, bro. Especially in Georgia, I'm watching goddamn animals. Okay, the animals told me what the fuck real time. Ain't no goddamn New Year. And the nigga tell me it's a goddamn New Year, man. I shut my mouth and laugh at these stupid.
But you heard it on
the
Brother, I got your mic open. I got your mic open. This is the type of stuff we're going to win money off of, Blake Land.
Like I say, even my body tell me what the hell going on. If you don't know how to regulate your doggone circadian rhythm of your body, you're going to be all fucked up, man.
Now,
that's
what
the
about
whole problem
woman?
Now. They got us all on balance. Same thing.
But then you got a woman who don't have, see, one thing a man can never say, and I don't know no man can tell me he's a menstruation. See, a menstruation is a different species, honey. Now, none of y'all on this line with dicks can even tell me what it feel like to excrete blood. That's how you know Mother Earth is based off that. So if y'all didn't know that by now, this is taught in the craft, everybody. What we talking now actually is elementary. Me and my man know. We had already known that the calendar was already, that's why we did shows on this. I'm glad you're saying it now. Let's keep some more calls, because we're about to get out. We're going to have money going with this. I want to make sure y'all
on a lighter note.
Go ahead.
On a lighter note, man, that Trump song, I thought I was looking to listen to Living Color. They wrote a song about it. Trump is gone. That sound like Living Color, man.
That is. I think that is. That's one of them clips. I said, this is okay. I got to play this. Now, again, I want y'all to realize Queen Candace asked him some questions. The white Protestant evangelicals went berserk because, again, I want to know if black folks realize they waiting for you to wake up. Because when you say this shit stops, it's going to stop. 6611. Make sure you understand what I just said. Go ahead, 6611.
Hey, what's good, my brother? What's good? Hey, Gilly and King, what's going on?
Oh, man.
Hey, remember when I took that trip up to my daughter's, her inception into the, the 360 or whatever, her graduation.
Yeah.
And I called you. We seen Kissinger coming out. I mean, Trump coming out of Kissinger's office, and I called you. I said, bro. He coming out of Kissinger's office. Oh my goodness. What? I said, my goodness. He made the deal right then and there. But see, Queen Candace put him on the spot. But what I'm going to add to that, too, what the brother said just the time, they know the craft. They know the occult because when you look at January Caesar clock, it still go back to the ancients because remember, Janus is Greek. Janus was the two-headed god, right?
Two-headed
but
god.
Then when you go, then when you go to the occult, the Africanus perspective, then you get a legua, two sides of the, he have a dark side and he have the red side. When you go to take that on the more metaphysical,
it's Gemini.
You get the Abasi, or then you go cerebral. You get the left and the right side of the brain and the cerebral and the cortex to the melanin and so forth. And oh my goodness, they know. And it's an ancient saying that goes: those who know live longer than those who don't know. I digress. But we on the clock. Know the time.
Now we've been saying this. Y'all been on these programs. Keep yourself mute. Don't take yourself out. Now, on the lightning rounds, we will go. But y'all don't know how we're going to do this. It's going to be so much fun. We're going to do it just like them programs y'all love. The first two callers will go at the money. I'm going to send y'all the whole list, and as we do it, it's going to be one of them programs where y'all going to be saying, welcome to the Helios. Let's go with this. Now, you made some sense. You called me. Sure enough, you called me and told me straight up. I remember that conversation. And me and you both said, wow, this is interesting. Because I know you got to meet with the globalists. You, if you're in a high position, everybody, you got to sit with evil. I don't know if y'all minds know this or not, but you at work, you just take your little small world at work, and you know you don't like everybody at work, but you got to sit with them anyway. So same concept on a larger scale, micro, macro. Let's keep it going, because it's about to get hot on the Helios. 0925, welcome.
Greetings, Dry Bones. How you doing today?
Man, well, hey, bless, there we got another one, another newscaster. Give us that news, brother, because you're hitting hard. And me, you're going to talk after you give it, because, boy, the World Health Organization, man, the things they say one day and the things America do the next is very strange. But let's hit it.
Yes. You know, I always got to start with saying that if you look at the foundation of America, the Statue of Liberty is a black woman with shackles, and the Bible is in her hand and it's closed. They're telling you they're closing off the laws of the Most High, and they pick up the laws of man, which is the laws of the devil. This land has become inhabitants of devils. Revelation 17. Read it all the way through. It gives you the description, everything that's going on. So my thing is, there is no such thing as a good, evil man, no matter how you flip it. And we talk about Trump so much, but the fact is, if I say describe him, what color is his hair? You say blonde. What color is his eyes? You say blue. How much more of a description do you need to have? They tell you about these people in the Bible, where they come from or what their purpose is. So it's not about, for me, I always keep saying, we're getting caught up on the things that they're doing versus what are we doing? What are our responsibilities to get ourselves together? Because, I mean, I can go all day long, just like you can, about everything they doing, but at the end of the day, what preparations are we doing for ourselves? And the fact that we're still
give me one that you think we should be doing, because that's why we're going to make, how we going to debate. What do you think we should be doing to prepare ourselves?
The best way you can do as an individual is turn to who's the creator.
Great.
Because we're
okay,
looking
so
at
spirituality. I mean, on a broader scale.
Forget the spirituality.
I mean, spirituality. Because, I mean, you say the creator. Some people say, let's use the phrase, because spirituality could be creator. Because anybody says that, you're saying a higher power. So I agree. Higher power would be the first and foremost for any individual. Once you receive that higher power, then what?
Then you will get your instructions. Because at this point, you have to decide which world do you want to be a part of. Because the Most High don't play these games. We play
now
with the Most High. Like,
you said some stuff. Now, cause you,
good.
Right. Go no, ahead. Stay with me. Stay with me for a minute. You're going to be with me for a minute. Because you said some stuff that was very, because I know that, you know, the Hebrew, you have extensive. I want y'all to know, y'all talk to the people who just ain't about talking. They in the game. He's been to Ethiopia and has been pretty much given kinship, from my understanding, from the books, the pictures, the Ethiopian. Now I'm looking at the Ethiopians, and beautiful people. Then I see the cartoons you sent with the hair. Now there is a picture on a church I've seen, I'm not making this up, on one of the ancient aliens, where it showed these 12 Ethiopians with the hairdos and the cartoon form, but it was an alien monster over the one that was the high priest, I guess, because he had the high priest, like a Jesus person in the middle, and the rest of the celestial peoples on the side, in this actually Ethiopic church. What is that symbol of? Have you seen that picture where the alien is in a church with the Ethiopian, and they say that that's why the covenant was given to them, because of the fact that they have actual contact with celestial beings? What's your take on that, of Ethiopian being part of this celestial circle?
Okay, that's good. Good thing. Now, those pictures I sent you, when we look at it, myself, you would say, oh, that's a black Jesus, right?
Right, that's what I thought.
Now, but distinguished from the hair is that if you look at King Pedro's, his hairstyle. That those photos are King Tedros. Those are not Jesus.
Okay.
Because so King Tedros, let me tell you what's so interesting about him. His father is actually the Archangel Michael. That's how mm-hmm. he ran into that bloodline, and that's how he became in a position that he came into.
Okay. Will that be Melchizedek? Is that Melchizedek?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's how we would win, y'all. If y'all can answer that question, after y'all hear it, we can get the question. Think about how many people realize Tedros and Melchizedek. So y'all better pay attention because he has shows on the program about how many shows you did with us. At least five.
Five.
He did about himself.
Yeah.
About himself. And amazingly that this brother is in the mix. Let me ask you, man, because you have that Ethiopian connection. How can you get us to get over there without a lot of fanfare and to see what you've seen? Is the COVID-19 there as well? I mean, because this is where the World Health Organization leaders at. What's the COVID mindset there? And then we can go into the spiritual.
Unfortunately, because of the elements, they cause a war that's going on within
right now.
Most of
right,
the area.
Right now it's going on. Right now. That's right. Thank you for telling me. Yeah, because you showed me that. I said, wow, that's a war going on.
And the reason I haven't gotten so much into the subject, because I have actual blood family members over there. So in this type
right.
of environment, I have to move a certain way.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
So with that, like the area they're into is trying to attack Tigray, which you find the Ark of the Covenant, you find the Stellas, you find the, one of the palaces of Mekada, which is Queen Sheba.
Queen Sheba.
So
right.
that bloodline, but what makes you tied into that? Now, I could say sooner or later that all the conflict is going to come to a halt. That's going to happen.
Is there a prophecy? I'm going to take some more calls. Is there a prophecy of that coming to be happening in Ethiopia?
Yes, they say it's a 600-year prophecy that a Prince Tedros is going to come back and they're going to reign over Ethiopia as king for 40 years and there'll be peace.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hold on. Keep that thought because that's going to be a part of the program. Because, again, me and you, from what you sent me, see, y'all don't realize we do programs on what y'all send. He sent some deep let me just say this. If this is the case, because we know that Ethiopia is one of the few countries that has ever been conquered by Europeans. Also, let me ask you, because of the connection with Britain, what's your take on Ethiopia in collusion with Britain? Because that's where Haile Selassie went to when he went into his seclusion.
Well, they wanted to use Prince Alamayo, Pedro's son, to bring him up in that. But the Queen Victoria, she actually had a lot of love for him, a lot of respect for him, and knew that he was a good person and did not want him going up in certain elements.
Right.
So therefore, who came into the picture, Haile Selassie, who was ruled by Catholic monks, he was taught certain things to be in that position. So, mm-hmm. like I say, people keep saying the Solomonic dynasty, but, like, who gives a shit? Because Menelik, the son of Queen Sheba, Mekada, and King Solomon didn't have any other children. So anything else, how does Selassie claiming that is bullshit?
Now, let me ask you a question. There's a craft in Ethiopia. They got their own secret societies. Solomon and the Queen of Sheba connection, ain't that more of a symbolic thing of, you know, sun, the moon, and is Queen Sheba being that she come from that area, we all know it's in the Bible, that would make the Jews story a little bit kind of irrelevant to reality, don't you think? Isn't that story kind of irrelevant to reality? Because if we go by that story, they got mulattoes, if that's what we're talking.
Well, yeah, because Solomon was a mulatto, and that's what disgusted Heavenly Father, and that was part of the crucifixion David had to go through. And by the way, the same exact crucifixion they described by Jesus is taken from the Psalms, the books written describing the crucifixion of King David. That can be proven. Okay.
Just hold on, because you know I talk with you all the time offline. Now, there are books. We'll get into that later. Let me take some more callers, because we still got some segments we want to go with. I'll take all y'all. Keep y'all mute. Keep yourself mute. I'll bring you all back in. We also will be talking to, hopefully, get some Brother Ray. I need to hear from you, because we did the whole beginning program. I hope everything's all right, Brother Ray. Give a shout out to him and everything else. And Sister Antoinette, Wednesday nights, Brother Eddie, Brother D. Hope everything good with you, brother. Need to hear from you. Try to keep yourself mute. I hear a lot of moving. If you're going to be moving, just put yourself on mute. Come back in. That's all you got to do. That's all we ask. We need y'all. We need y'all in participation. Let me go to 9019. Somebody make a lot of noise. 9019. You gotta know you're moving, y'all. If you know you're moving, put yourself on mute. If I find you, I ain't gonna bring you back in. 9019. 9019. Okay. Now you sound like you're moving.
Not me, bro. I'm muted.
No, I got you. I got you. Okay, we're going to keep y'all in line. Now, let's just retrospect of what this program and what y'all been saying so far. Brother West say, hey, time. That's why we put in this program, time to wake up. Whatever time it is to you to wake up, that's your clock. Your body is your own clock. You know, I can't wake you. If I say I get up early, you don't. That don't mean it's you bad. It means that whatever your clock is, it depends on what you're getting up and what you got to do. Or your perspective on what time is. If it is about looking at nature.
Can I add to that?
Yeah, you can, but let me finish. Nature gives you time. There's four elements. So go ahead.
And adding to what you were saying about, the brother was saying about time, time was actually an ancient African person being that walked the earth, you know, and that's where they got father time from.
Check that out. So, now, I know we always say African, and I got to get to y'all on this, because that's going to be next. When we do our programs, y'all got to know the ancient names of these things as well. We can't just have y'all using these terms and not realizing that there was no Africa at the time a guy was walking around. We just using it because that's the only way we can get y'all to see. But in reality, we don't know if he was on a plane, which meant, I told you, those of you in the craft, just take the great pillars and the light, the two lights and all that crap, turn it sideways. Put it on a goddamn map that's flat. Then where the equator is, that's where you put the high of what that tracer board is. Then you see that could mean through Pangaea that anything on the Capricorn and Cancer equinox line, which is time, that's what mankind, or whatever you want to call this. And so Africa, South America, Asia, and Africa, those continents, and is on those lines. America is not in the tropical of Cancer and stuff. Not our part. Okay, so if you understand what I just told you right there, should be enough to give you a navigational understanding to where you are at. So when we say Africa, it could be anything on that plane. Anything between those. And with Pangaea, that means it's one of consolidation of terrain. That's why all your cars are called terrain vehicles. Because at one time, you can get across all areas. Of course, we're not there. So understand, something must have happened. This is the thing that we're going to have to come to grips with, that if we're going to bring up the facts that matter and going to cost cash, it better come with it, because it's going to be hardcore when we get this money game started. Now, let's even get started. My man brought up, Brother V brought up, Brother, thank you so much for bringing your information. But all y'all on the line, thank you so much, because all this information come out of y'all. Let's go with what y'all just said earlier. The money game, that's spiritual. That's spiritual. Money is spiritual. Yes, it is. That's why you got, you know, the blazing star. It's an S. Actually, it's a serpent. You know, all this is spiritual.
Hey, grab on.
Go ahead. Jump in.
Hey,
help
did
me out.
You hear about Governor Newsom, Governor Newsom of California, and some of their politicians on the West Coast over there, they were trying to implement a vaccine passport for buying groceries.
Right.
So this is where we are with this thing. I mean, they've already locked down your...
why I'm nervous, because this is why the brother mentioned Henry Kissinger. I want y'all to finally go and do some research. Just watch a 15, 20 minutes, half hour video on Henry Kissinger. You would figure this out immediately. It don't take a rocket science. Henry Kissinger is like, how long has he been living? Everybody is dead. Is dead that was with him in the Nixon era. Think about what I just said. Everybody is dead but him. In the Nixon era.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't
they considered it. They put a proposal up to be voted on, some kind of way it didn't make the vote, and so they kicked it out. But they had already had in place now with medical, just like you were speaking about earlier. You know, if you're not obedient and your social credit score, you won't even get approved for certain government items such as Social Security. They're going to use your Social Security against you if you don't comply with some of these rules. And also, family, the Supreme Court, they was, like Brother Drabon said, the Supreme Court was having discussions about these mandates. So all of that is in the woodwork right now, family. So we got to wake up.
Stay with me right there, because that's better. I'm trying to tell y'all, everybody. The Supreme Court is, Brother West, you've been saying, they're the Galactic Federation. The Supreme Court is the Knights. Don't you see everybody wear black? They wear black. They're Darth Vader.
Yeah, and some of those judges were saying, listen, if we telling y'all right now, if y'all don't start fighting, it's going to go further. You'll never be up under the authoritarian rule.
Now, I'm going to tell y'all something. Now, Clarence Thomas, I love history, facts, I love facts. Clarence Thomas, y'all know he had sexual charges with Anita Hill. Beautiful sister. I mean, it had been hard for me. Nonetheless, he made it through it. If y'all never seen his first dissertation, I love looking at law shit because that's just in me. The man said that the gun law was designed for blacks. The gun law was put in place by some white folks talking to you right now. You had enough decency, you theologians, you evangelicals. You did say the black man needed weapons for what was happening to him. Oh, yes, facts. That's going to be probably a $50 question right there. If you can name the person who actually did it. Think about this evangelicals that was at that time said, these blacks need weapons. Because what we're doing, what our compadres are doing is unforgiving. Because we hate King George. We hate Queen Elizabeth. We hate all of them over there. We hate the monarchs. They're the ones that came out of what is called allegoric rulership. But then allegoric rulership goes into the Egyptians, so we might have a problem for all of y'all soon. Now, facts matter. Now, let's go with that. If that is the case, that these whites made it where it was a decree that blacks had to have weapons, y'all should know who they are. Bet y'all don't. That's why that'd be a $100 question. Now, ask yourself, what whites at the time of the bringing to the of having gun laws, and Clarence Thomas put this in his dissertation, said the blacks were worthy of weapons, and that's why all you who give your weapons back, you are dumb motherfucking niggas. What church, every church should have been burned by Antifa. I don't promote it, but if you're going to burn down a church, why don't you burn down the ones that did the gun buybacks? That'll be interesting because that would mean you're going against a decree. But that's why Antifa didn't do that. That's why all this burning. And then I tell you the insurrection. See, Trump put the insurrection law, and that what they used in his own law against his own people. Ain't that strange, everybody? See, that's why you need to listen to programs that give you strange information. Look up strange. Dr. Strange Love. Dr. Strange. Think about that one. Now, if this is the case, that the insurrection, all this that Trump put in to attack his own people now, actually, Liz Cheney, who Daddy mentioned, real ID, isn't it strange? She's pretending to hate Trump. Think about that one. That's a game, everybody. How could Dick Cheney, who his idea of real ID with George Bush is actually coming true? They were called, what was they called? See, that would be a $100 question if you could tell me what was their group called. Think about what we're saying so you get ready for what we do, the money hour.
It's job now, on. And also, they're just saying insurrection, insurrection. The media is talking about insurrection. But if you follow the case and you go check out the information, nobody has caught any charges of insurrection. These people are getting slapped on the wrist. These people are getting slapped on the wrist while they got your emotions going wild about this whole January 6th.
Now, you and I both know what we talk. I watched, y'all jump in, I watched news.
Also, January 6th is the date that they took Trump off all social media platforms.
Yeah, see, all this is symbolic.
It's a psyop.
But here's what you say about January 6th. Let's go with that. If that's the case, and then they do all this so-called want to round up people. There are two people, everybody. Now, if I can see this, I know you've seen it. There's two guys that are telling the people in the crowd to go to the White House. They ain't got nothing to do with Trump, supposedly. They're supposed to be FBI informants. Most black folks should be the first. See, that's why I know I'm scared of black people. After you see they let Malcolm X killers out, and you okay with that, that's a psyop right there. To see that how dumb you could be to not question how somebody killed your beloved leader, and it's okay now to let him out. No explanations. That's why I can't trust a lot of black people. Now, I'm going to be honest.
That's right.
I know you hate to hear that, but how can you trust the first people that was with God who turned themselves away from God? Didn't God say, I'm going to have you under reprobated-minded people? So you deserve what you get, right, niggas?
Exactly.
If you believe in this mystical Bible Hebrew stuff and all your own, I know y'all be talking that Hebrew shit because I know that y'all talk about it. Why are y'all mad? Why don't y'all ask Yahweh for forgiveness then? But you're so arrogant. So you ain't going to wake up if you don't even know that part. I don't care what scholar. I'll tell you as a scholar. If you didn't know that,
hey, but I'm going to piggyback off what the brother said, though. Shit. I'm going to piggyback off him because what we got to do, you absolutely right, my brother. We at the time right now, we got to go and if they finna get ready to refuse you to buy or sell in the land, then you got to become your own merchant. You're going to have to become your own food producer.
Ooh.
You're going to have to become own banker. You're going to have to become your own because they're going to shut all these services down.
Underground. Ain't going to be above ground. Yeah. It's going to be under the ground. Okay, so let's go with that.
Perfect. Correct.
Because I want y'all to get what y'all going to go to. Because, see, I'm going with your Bible bumpers today. So your Bible bumpers, you got those who say, Yahweh, you are the highest of understanding as far as the Bible. I will say that much. Do you know his name in four letters? If you don't know that, that would be a $100 question. You know, if this is the God that told you from the beginning of Deuteronomy, I'm going to put you in Egypt again by ships, meaning your so-called American rulership, I guess, because that's the only one that you claim brought you in ships in your mind. And then if he said that you have 400 years, I know all the scriptures about that, 400 years, I still ask y'all, ain't that time? If God puts, see, how can you know time if God puts you in a time zone warp that you can't get out of 400 years? Your God, the God that many of you on this line claim in your psychotic minds to believe it. You believe in Yahweh. You believe in some type of force. So if Yahweh's name, or whatever you want to call it, Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh, if Yud-Heh-Wav-Heh put you in a 400-year time warp, I want all y'all, see, this is when people get higher, maybe when y'all start to really understand how much money you can get, a 500 round. If you could tell me how you could be in a time warp put by God, yet you think you know time. Somebody right now, if y'all had cash at right now, I would give you $50. If you can give me a dissertation of how much sense that makes. God put you in 400 years of captivity through a time warp. That's what it says. Is that not correct, everybody? A yay or nay would be fine.
Affirmative.
Yeah, you're right, bro. Hey, yeah, okay. You're right.
Hold
man.
On.
Even that time thing I told.
Hold on. Because I want you to realize what you're saying so you understand what you be saying because you're talking to the world. You said that God, we should be on time. But your God of your book said you ain't going to be on time because I put you in a 400-year time warp. And when you come out of it, then you be judged. So you don't even know your judgment yet, personally. Do you really know your judgment if you're in a time warp?
Hey, drop on.
Go ahead.
That's why I did the numbers. That's why I did the numbers from 1547 to so-called 2022. Guess how many years that is? 445 years. That's 400 years right there. Just even the time law, in the time warp from the new year.
Well, again, that's why I'm glad to see. That's why you would have had won some money because you gave affirmative date. That's how you're going to get this money, y'all. You gave affirmative date. Are you cashed out? I'm going to send it to you, so respond because y'all deserve to understand how this is going to work. It's going to be one of the hottest programs. Now, he just said time was based off that. Now, again, if we look at the time zone that these things were made, that's why it's important to look at when they changed to Pope Gregory in them times. That way you can see is you in that frame of busting out of the time warp. Because some people are in the time warp. They can't bust out. You bust out, brother. You busted out because you knew that didn't make sense. That time, then you already out of the 400 years. If something happened in 15-something, the 400 years is up. Wouldn't that be the case, everybody? 400,
yes,
you, sir. In 20,
yes, sir.
You in 2022? It's time to wake up, everybody. It's over. Your jubilee is dim. Now, if you want some other people to get your money, everybody, listen carefully. The one thing that your Yahweh God, he hated foreigners taking over. Is that not true? Is that not true?
It's very true. That's very true.
Okay. Now,
yes, sir.
By you don't even caring about your own, that means some of you still in the time warp. You haven't gotten out yet. So it's the time frame when you bust out. Some of you busted out because of your birth date. Remember, y'all said your birth date was your actual new year. But you celebrate not even your real new year because your birthday is your new year. That's when you came in to this. Now, let's get deep. I want y'all to think about what y'all say on this program because it's going to be about money soon. And if you can get the money, it's going to be about you telling the facts. That's how we're going to run this shit. I want y'all to think about for a minute what it's like to be cashless. Because you're going to be cashless soon. You're going to be cashless soon. I'm going to say it three times. You're going to be cashless soon.
Somewhere in the near future, physical money will become like these, relics of a different age. And will only be found in places like this. In other words, hard cash will disappear. It will become electronic, transferred by things like these. So what's the rush to get rid of cash? And what's the cost? Let's face it, money is cumbersome for consumers and banks.
You need to mint the cash, you need to print the bills, you need to transport them in armored trucks, store it in secure vaults, and you need to sort it at the till as well.
Operating in cash costs countries about 0.5% of their GDP every year. But cost isn't the only incentive to move towards a cashless future.
Demand is rising, primarily demand from young generations who are looking for fast, easy-to-use means of payments.
Digital payments aren't just easy, they're neat,
it becomes easier for governments to monitor tax evasion and fraud, so we will have less of that going on, probably.
Having every single payment automatically recorded is efficient, but there's a downside.
Let's assume, for example, that a country that used to be democratic, where people were not paying too much attention about safeguarding their privacy, becomes undemocratic and someone wants to control citizens more closely. They will try to infer from what you buy your political leanings, potentially. And generally speaking, just monitor what you're doing in ways that they shouldn't be doing.
The ballot boxes are kept locked and sealed.
Living in a democratic country doesn't mean you shouldn't be concerned.
There are also worries that private companies perhaps might use this data in ways that are not safe or that you might not like. And for a number of sectors, knowing what you do with your money is very important.
Electronic money trails can allow governments and private companies to access and harvest personal data. But there's another threat that's worrying banks. Cyber attacks.
It was a high-tech bank robbery.
Capital One suffering a massive hack attack involving
100 million Capital One customers' accounts.
Had their personal information stolen.
In March 2019, Capital One Bank was hacked.
A stole hacker managed to steal away 106 million people's personal details in a matter of days. And that attack was noticed just a few months after. You can see that a lot of companies are not very well protected yet against such threats. Pretty much every day we hear of data breaches, cyber attacks that are successful. It's much harder to prevent an attack than to be on the hacker side, because you only need to succeed once as a hacker. Once upon a time, you would have two guys coming in, they would tell everyone to be on the floor, they would put the money in a bag and then run away with the money. And you would get insurance against that. We knew what the risk was. Nowadays, with cyber attacks, they can happen anytime, they can take any form, so it's very hard to insure against.
Still, many countries are fast moving towards a cashless society. In Sweden, the number of retail cash transactions per person has fallen by 80% in the past 10 years. The trend is even evident in far more cash-loyal societies. China's digital payments rose from 4% of all payments in 2012 to 34% in 2017. The trend is inevitable, but a gradual transition is key.
It's important that we have a sort of control as to how fast this happens, because if that's not the case, some people might be left behind.
Some people may find it harder to grasp how much money they have without the physical representation of it. Not everyone knows how to use internet banking technology, and people living in remote areas where internet cover is patchy may find they have to drive for miles for their basic needs. And there's another sector of society that relies heavily on cash.
People living in the street don't carry car terminals with them, so it would be very hard for them, well, first of all, to collect money and to pay for things. They will be among the people who suffer the most from it.
Going cashless is just the latest evolution of money in the modern economy. But it raises a fundamental question. What is the value of money if it doesn't physically exist?
Central banks enact monetary policy by exerting control over the amount of money that is created and that is in circulation. And they can do it because they are the only entities that print and create money. The purpose of it is to control the amount of money that is used by the entire economy. In a cashless society, obviously this becomes much harder, because money presumably can be created by other entities. And so central banks are actually starting to realize this, especially after Facebook made the announcement that they were going to launch a digital currency. It shows you the extent to which central banks are already thinking about the future of money.
The move towards cashless societies is well underway, but governments need to ensure that as cash is phased out, the vulnerable in society aren't left behind.
Now, a question that I've asked y'all is, see how they already, that's an older clip. They said not be left out. So the vulnerable and the lower class, what would they be giving everybody? Just jumping in.
They'll be giving an RFID chip.
No, but it's called something. That'd be, you see, now, you brought it. I would say Clue, you would pass if you couldn't answer. It's called by another name. You got the idea, but what would the name be?
Crypto?
No, you on it. See, now you were lost. Now it went up to $75. You had the right to see now.
You're talking about that yellow stuff. They're not going to give golden silver to the poor and the downtrodden. It will be called universal income.
Passport ID.
Universal income, because if you are the downtrodden and can't find a job, what would you need? Universal income. That would be how you... That's how this show gonna go. You better get ready. If you go, only way you gonna get money, you must respond to the Cash App invitation. Because I told you, this is technology. You better get for it because you are not escaping this. Didn't you see the Matrix movie? You're not escaping this. 8554. You on the Helios?
On a metaphysical level. Money is physical energy.
Yes.
Like light. Money can act as a particle, dollar bill or coin, or a wave. In other words, continuous financial flow. If we hoard it and keep it to ourselves, it creates an obsession.
And that's not love. Thank you, bro. Stay with me. Stay with me on that one. Because I
got one more thing. Let me go back to the time. Let me go back to the timepiece real quick.
Go ahead.
The metaphysical meaning of time is the limitation of man's consciousness of space. A day is a measure of time in the realm of effects. A sidereal day is that period in which the Earth rotates once on its axis. Man divided that period into seconds, minutes, hours, and thus a minute of time. Time is the measure that man gives to passing events. The only power in time is what man imparts to it. When man gets into the understanding of the absolute, he takes his freedom from all bondage of time and declares that time shall no more enter into the substance of his mind or body or affairs.
Facts matters, y'all. I can only go so far and say facts matter. Now, let me go with that. If that's what you, man, and so those councils, those religious scribes, these so-called high order of sages who had the knowledge from somebody had to give them the show to say, hey, this what time is or this what time ain't, created their own occult of rulership through the order of time, which is why it's called Father Time. Now, if a black man... That you just said earlier, y'all said earlier. So a black man brought the first occult of time to people around the world. Is that what y'all are agreeing to, or can y'all dissect what I just said to something else? Because y'all just said it earlier. All y'all, this is all y'all saying. You said that the black man was Father Time. So the black man brought the occult of dividing time into what you just said, brother, earlier, what you said, we did it, right? Man did it. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, man did it. And because many of you on here saying we the first man, then what that mean? We did it. Okay. Let's get the Helios hot. Now, the only way you can repent from this is for you to come to grips that you did this to yourself. I guess I'm not even that bright, and I know that by apologizing can get you what you want. But the ego of our people have refused to repent. That goes for all. That you just said, y'all just said, that's why I love y'all so much. Through y'all coming on this program, we broke down some of the hardest complex things that people go to school for and pay a lot of money for. You just said yourself, man did it. Y'all just came with the fact that Father Time was us. How come they ain't taught? Because it's not meant to be taught. Somebody sent me a picture, I think Brother Tubbs, on the feed. The Moors got a thing in Spain where I've seen this before, a blackface. Morocco do it too. They put themselves in blackface. Santa Claus is black, in blackface. But y'all act like they ain't worshiping you. They worship you that you don't come into power and learn who you are. That's all it's about. They say, we know who you are, so we going to get your power. That's called Isaac and Jacob, the usurping of the birthright. You gave away your birthright. You gave it away. Now you want to come on programs and pretend, and all many programs, except not this one. You know, you won't get away with this one. Other programs act like you didn't do anything? Come on.
It's the same thing with this vaccination. You giving away your birthright, your DNA, and they putting this shit in the data bank. You giving it to them.
You giving it to them.
So who fault is that? You can blame the white man, black man, whoever, but if you willingly giving away your freedom, you know,
consent.
That shit's on
consent.
You.
It's called consent. And we're going to play all that next month. I'm going to show you how much consent. Y'all better look at the first 3 years of the show. There's going to be a lot of questions on the first 3 years of our show. I want y'all to tell me how y'all ain't consented. Because I'm trying to figure out, you know, first of all, you got to consent the fact that you lied to Yahweh. You let foreigners in your land. You had orgies with other women from other nations when you could have just had them at your own. Because that's what the story was. It wasn't about you fucking your own women. It was about you fucking foreign women. Ain't that your Bible story? I'm bringing it down to your street level. We ain't got time to play. Now, they say to you, I got to go hardcore, y'all. 5G is going to kill many of you who took their shot. Not all of you, because some of you got a good composition of DNA that you don't even know about. But many of you, I got to play this for y'all. Y'all made a mistake, man. You in New York and all these areas, and those of you in Florida, Georgia, all y'all who just took something without no understanding. And for y'all not to care about the brother who got killed in Georgia. Somebody, come on. If you're going to be cooking and doing shit, could you please mute yourself if you're moving? That's all we ask. Now, see, you can't come on this program being ignorant because you ain't going to play me. I said mute yourself. That would make a nice, intelligent show. Would you go on the white man channel cooking motherfuckers? Would you do that? No, you would not do that because you got respect for him. Man, sad we got to come like that. Sad. We put you actually, all we actually have to do is mute yourself. What shows keep y'all on without even taking y'all off? Man, this is sad. Then you wonder why, what time it is. You ain't woke up, because it's simple. Those in the military, you should know, some of the simplest thing is getting up early, putting your regimen in order, what you're going to do for the day. That actually helps a person. And we learned it through military.
Discipline, structure.
Some of you ain't got that, man. Some of you ain't got that. You play like you got it, but you ain't really got it.
Hey, Bones, could I add to what you just said about military? Now, your boy, he's exempting himself for any kind of culpability with controlling the virus, but then he backpedals and he said, oh, you know, the federal government can't help you, but he's mandating it to the soldiers and the military personnel.
Right.
And it's on a greater level. It's so much dissension there. If there was an invasion of any kind, I'm telling you, man, look at her.
Yes. Now, hold on. Thank you. You see it.
It's
now,
going down.
All y'all who don't know this.
Jack Bauer,
you ain't lying. You've been saying it for years.
The thing is this. How do we know that's not being done on purpose? Problem, reaction, solution.
Exactly.
We're not saying that. I'm glad you brought that into question. All we're saying is they're bringing the equation. Now, the airline people did not want to tell y'all. If y'all have traveled recently, I have to admit, if y'all have traveled recently, I want y'all to know that what they are doing is that they're lying. The people who called out was the airline, was the pilot. The pilots are military. The pilots said, we ain't taking. I'm telling y'all. Most of your pilots are military people. How else can you learn to fly?
Right.
So if the military pilots saying we ain't flying, they can shut down these airlines in a heartbeat. What's happened is the airline only can stay awake. You ask yourself, how they stay open? because they got government grants to stay open.
Yes.
This should be known to y'all by now. The only way an airline, don't you know you'll be in foreclosure? And can you imagine if y'all did what the airlines did? Y'all would be out your homes and broke. But if you got a lump sum of money coming to you all the time, you can stay in the house forever. Because they're going to give you
a universal income.
Right. I mean, just thank you. Dude, thank y'all. That's why we got to give y'all money so we can wake up quicker. Because money will wake you up. I noticed that. You can't wake up with dead. That's why they're giving you crypto. Crypto is, just the name alone means death.
Tales from the crypt.
Hey, Dravones, and not only that, they know that that vaccine could possibly cause health issues. They know that the shit is dangerous, so
dude,
that's a liability for people that fly and work, big machinery or whatever, to really have that. Because this thing is still what they call experimental. So
it
can't even be called a vaccine until 5 to 7 years of research is done on it. It's still just a drug. It's just a drug that they're experimenting with.
Well,
so you can't mandate it. That's what the argument is of the Supreme Court, is that you can't make an argument, and because what's happening is you're signing your rights away when you take it.
It tells you
when you take it.
Go ahead. Jump in.
And to add to that, the cult of the Caduceus, that's who was the ones who experimented with the vaccine.
Yes, right. The cult of the Caduceus.
And you know, now people, the ones who you've been triple vaxxed and vaxxed, and then you still getting it too. And but who's making money off the test?
Listen, man, I got 20 family members just this week told me that they ran into that Omicron.
Yeah.
And they are fully vaccinated. Every last one of them.
I'm going to tell you one
thing. Every last one of them.
Everybody
I'm
here in South
keeping it a buck 100.
I'm going to give you the streets. Don't go down 216, everybody. 268. Don't go down to 216, 268. Don't go near the Metro Zoo. Don't go near 152nd Street. I'm telling you straight up. Don't go near the Tamiami. These people are wrapped around the streets, not shots, tested, because they got them believing that the Omicron, which is a 1962 Italian movie about an alien variant, which is so strange. And you can see how that one actually is a time to wake up. How long can you keep hearing stuff like this? Not y'all, but I'm sure y'all tell other people. And other people take it lightly. And you say to yourself, well, I can't save these people. You're damn right. It's not your job.
Right.
Job to
save your energy for yourself.
Thank you. The job to save is to save yourself. That's why self is where God is at. E-L. Look at the word self. S-E-L-F. E-L in the middle. L is God. Y'all better learn these words quickly, because that's another thing. Numbers and words are together. They coexist together. So if you don't know that by now, we hope you wake up. That's what this program is about. Wake the fuck up.
And you mentioned Yahweh earlier, brother. Isn't Yah the medical physical meaning Yahweh is the self-existent one.
He reveals
himself to his creation through his creation.
Yes, he did. And he had a cohort. I'm gonna let you know, all male gods, if you don't believe this, see, Mary Magdalene is Jesus's cohort. Every male god got a cohort. That go for Allah, with Aset. I mean, it go for all of them. If you don't know this by now, you really are slow to the game. Really are. You slow. And that means that you will be probably left behind, according to the reality of, can we trust you? Can we trust slow people? I don't know. How slow you want to be? That's the question you have to ask yourself in your world, not mine. In your world. Now, I got something for you. You're worshiping Jesus. You're worshiping the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is Jesus.
Our solar numbers and are connected with the circle and its sixfold geometry.
In Islamic numerology, 66 is the numerical equivalent of Allah. In Judaism, the six-pointed star or hexagram is the seal of Solomon. It appears in every branch of Freemasonry. The associated 666 gains its infamy in the West as the number of misused power and authority mentioned in the Book of Revelation, but more traditionally, 666 represents the solar principle. It is also a number of Christ. The Sun, 666, shining from above, is the power that gives order to the chaos of Earth. It is the masculine principle in action. Only if this power is misused will it lead to abuse. It was this unbalanced manifestation of 666 that the author of Revelation identified with the Antichrist or the Beast. It is for this reason that 666 has come to be identified with concepts of the satanic, or extreme negativity, but this was emphatically not its original meaning. The most common carbon isotope, carbon-12, the basis of all known life on Earth, consists of 6 protons, 6 neutrons and 6 electrons. The three angles of an equilateral triangle, 6 of which make up a hexagon, are each of 60 degrees, reflecting the solar number 666. In the Old Testament, the weight of gold that King Solomon received yearly at the temple was 666 talents. Gold is related to the sun in alchemical and Kabbalistic thought, and the name Solomon is a combination of the three ancient names for the sun. Sol is Latin for sun, Om is Hindi for sun, On is Egyptian for sun. Also, the vowel, O, is symmetrically placed throughout the word 3 times. Note that, apart from looking like the sun, O is the 15th letter of the English alphabet. O, O, O to 15, 15, 15. 1 plus 5 equals 6. 1 plus 5 equals 6. 1 plus 5 equals 6. Equals 666, the number of the sun. The number 666 is the number of the sun square, and it has 12 factors. Just as the sun has 12 signs of the zodiac and as Solomon is the king of the 12 tribes of Israel. Solomon by way of Greek gematria equates to the number 1260. The number 1260 was an ancient Jewish calculation used to measure solar years consisting of only 360 natural days. A time is a cycle of 360 degrees, times is 2 cycles or 720 degrees, and a half time is 180 degrees. Adding these together we get 1260 degrees. The number 1260 was a measurement Ptolemy calculated to figure the mean distance of the sun. Nonagon, a figure having 9 sides and angles of which its interior angles total up to the sum of 1260 degrees. Nonagesimal, or nonagesimal degree, called also the midheaven, is the highest point, or 90th degree of the ecliptic, reckoned from its intersection with the horizon at any time, and its altitude is equal to the angle that the ecliptic makes with the horizon at their intersection, or equal to the distance of the zenith from the pole of the ecliptic. It is much used in the calculation of solar eclipses. I can only indicate the fact that the chronology of Babylon and Egypt is built on the 18 years eclipse cycle, and that 18 times 37 equals 666, and 18 times 70 equals 1260. In 37 cycles a solar eclipse reaches centrality, while 70 to 74 cycles form common and characteristic periods comprising the entire history of a solar eclipse. Is it a coincidence that we find Jesus, the supposed descendant of Solomon, both of whom undeniably carry appellations of the Son? Revelation 13:18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, and his number is 666. The esoteric meaning of the whole verse is therefore, here is a riddle. Let him who has intelligence compute the number of the beast, for it is a number of man, and his number relates to that of the sun. We are told to count the number of the beast. The number 666 does not need to be counted or computed,
for it is openly given, so evidently there is another number behind it that does need calculating. That number is in the final, key phrase of Revelation 13, and his number is 666. By way of Greek gematria, the values of the words in that phrase are the sum of these numbers, and therefore the value of the whole phrase, is 2,368, which is the number of Jesus Christ. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man, 2,368, Jesus Christ. For the Lord God is a sun. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. But unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings, and ye shall go forth, and grow up as calves of the stall. Malachi 4:2 is a prophecy concerning the Messiah of Israel, and as we have already seen, it is about the Son, not the Son. This is not a mistranslation, nor is it a mistake. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. My favorite verse thus far, John 8:12. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Many people have never stopped to consider the paradox that is inherent in this verse. How can someone be the root and the offspring of the same person? Well, if you know Jesus to be merely a metaphor for the Son, it's quite simple to comprehend. The author is identifying Jesus with the bright and morning star, which is the Sun, not Venus, that has been proposed by many others. Who is the root of Jesus? Abraham. Numerous scholars have equated Abraham with Saturn. Philobiblius, of the 1st century, expressly assures us that the Phoenician name of Saturn is Israel. And Israel and Abraham are names constantly confounded, and used as perfect synonyms with each other throughout the Old and New Testament. And thus, throughout the New Testament, which is but a new version of the pagan mythology, Abraham is precisely the same hieroglyph for time, which Saturn was in the old system. The absolute identity of the god Saturn with the patriarch Abraham, and the certainty that all that is related of Abraham in the sacred scripture is allegorical, and consequently that no such person ever existed, and no such events ever occurred, is established beyond all controversy. The patriarch Abraham was and is nothing else but a star, even the planet Saturn, and the patriarch David, likely hereafter to be proved to be no more than a star. And that the word patriarch should primarily and originally have reference only to a star or combination of stars. Their very name itself, of children of Israel, was derived to them from the Phoenicians, on the showing of their own historian Josephus, Israel being the Phoenician name of the planet Saturn, of the same signification as the Chaldean word Abraham, and identically synonymous with the star of their god, Remphan. A word more respecting Abraham. The planet Saturn was the Israel of the Chaldees, and it was personified both by them and the Phoenicians under the name of Abraham, which
signifies the father. I just wanted to go there because Brother Eddie is our number man on Wednesday night at Net. Brother Eddie always been kicking the numbers. He got me to kick the numbers now more so than ever. I had to kick the numbers right there. Did y'all understand that? Jesus is what? Saturn. And Saturn is the sun. I think y'all better look up that brother Sean Caddy. You sent me that there was a planet. And I gotta make this up, y'all.
Crystal Lucifer.
The planet is actually he sent it to me. I said, oh my, the planet is right there, coming up off the horizon. Now, you go ahead. You give them, because somehow this astrological, there's a name for that. I'm not going to give a name. That's going to be a magic name. That name, if y'all could tell me what, I'm not going to go there right now. But if y'all could figure out when the man said that the planets became human, it's a name for that. But go ahead. Tell me what you think about this salary.
Was it Nibiru?
Nibiru.
Was it Nibiru?
It was Nibiru, right? Yeah. But he named something else. He sent me something recently. Go ahead, Sean, Brother Kenny. Go ahead. Tell me what that star system is.
One of the names I know of the planet is Clarion, right? And which we
like
all
the hotels,
know
like the hotels, Clarion hotels. Go ahead. Right.
But another name of it is called Amun, and Amun in ancient Egypt means the hidden one that is hidden, even though it's not hiding, it's hidden.
Right.
Now, so that's the other planet. Saturn used to be a sun. We just used to be a biosystem. Saturn burned out. And so the moon Titan, as in Thanos, the black man who so-called the devil, resided on Titan. People live there still to today, Titan. Then you got Europa, which is off of Jupiter. The other planet that used to be here, and they had a record from the frog people, was called Vulcan, the one same name that Spock used for Star Trek. They call it Lost Planet.
That's right, Vulcan.
The remnants of those planets, there's five planets. The asteroid belt, we had five planets that got destroyed, and they're trapped in what we call the asteroid belt. The sun, like I said about that Jesus and the 12 disciples, 12 planets, the sun that walks the water the sun. In the morning, it walks across the water. But they like to confuse. They like to say bright, early star because they want to say Lucifer. What they're trying to do is they try to make Lucifer and Jesus the same person. That's all they're trying to do.
They've been saying the bright morning star, and Lucifer under the name is not a scary name. It means the bright morning star, the light bearer. So if the light bearer is happened to be by name, now remember Venus, because my system, which is Libra, which is 8. Venus is very hidden because that's where the feminine power comes to the Liberian. Now, I'm asking everybody to look up your celestial chart or sign, whatever. Don't take it as a joke. Just think it for a minute. If the man in these systems, all this occult world leads you to this, even in masonry, that brazen sun and all that crap is talking about Saturn and everything else that go along with Saturn. Now, Saturn was a sun, but now this is the cult. Now, those of you who are going to listen to me carefully, go look it up so you won't think I'm lying. This cult, they think Saturn going to reappear as the second coming. That's the Jesus story. Remember the second coming? The second coming supposed to be Saturn, according to some.
Yeah,
now, but... Go ahead. Give me your anti-analogy, and I'm going by what they're saying.
No, you're right. Yeah. But anybody can say what they want to say. I can tell you that it's going to rain coffee tomorrow. That'll be the goddamn thing. Whatever what actually happens is going to happen.
Right. Why would they spend so much energy to create this story about? I mean, because you do admit that there is a planet that is not seen that could be shown. Y'all called it Clarion, and that's fine. I ain't got no problem with that. All I'm saying is Clarion, Saturn, all got the same storyline similarities. So regardless what we call it, there's a storyline out there that the character is going to reappear. Tell me what you think when the reappearance come. What you think. Give me your – it don't got to be facts. Just what you think. Theorize what you believe possibly could happen.
Well, what I believe could happen is that, like the North Star, I keep saying that's actually on this planet, those beings that are so-called demise, deaths over time, nobody from the Heavenly Father that was ever sent ever died. It was only made to look that way. The Quran, if Christians would take the time to read it, they'd tell you that the death of Jesus was made to look that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to read that part.
Okay, yeah. Well, maybe they're not made. You read that part, but look at the leaders that's been promoting this. They ain't trying to tell us that part. Unless they do it in symbolism.
Correct.
Let's just keep this going. I got your lines open. Y'all just heard it. 666. Did y'all hear the 12 carbon elements? It could be the 12 apostles. Could be the 12 tribes of Israel. I mean, all this is 12. These are numerology. I'm with Brother Eddie when you need them. Well, tell me what y'all think. I mean, and carbon, atom is major in development of the world. So how are we leaving these elements out?
Okay, can I add something to that?
Saturn is also related to the sixth chakra, too.
Oh, there you go. The sixth chakra. Now, go ahead. Brother Caddy, make your point. I'm going to open up to other people. Go ahead.
Okay. The other thing, the tribe of Israel is no more. They told you that. They got wiped out. The only one that wasn't there was Judah and remnants of Benjamin and Dan. So the other ones, even if you look at the Genesis list of the tribe of Israel, you'll see the names, and then you go to Revelations, you'll see the names, but it's different. The other part that's going to make up that tribe is going to be the African Americans, the five nations. My whole point is, if you understood that the African Americans are the most powerful goddamn people on the goddamn planet,
I'm not going to debate that. You know what I'm saying? We can't debate that. Well, you already know. That's why you probably going to win some money. But all I'm going to say is this. For those of you who want to jump in on this, we'll be talking about this time. If you listen to what you hear on here, these are actual, factual, informational pieces that's on here. It's not me. You can call it the dry bones. Let's go there. Because of the five tribes, five chakras, the five senses, the five everything that we go through, remember Chicago, Chi-Town, changed the emblem during the NBA to six. Right there, from them programs that y'all gave out, y'all said yourself, that becomes the amalgamation process of alchemy. So if they are now going to alchemize us with AI, because that whole thing is human beings being able to live forever through an AI scenario. It's in every movie. I'm not making this up. So could this be where if we embrace living forever, like some of us do want to live long. Y'all know y'all do. Y'all want y'all dicks to last forever. Women want their bodies to look good forever. They want everything that you think. They want men to desire them forever. This is how it's been. So if this is case, can AI, in y'all estimation, go down the line, is AI actually something that we should embrace? If we don't want to embrace it, give me a reason. If we should embrace it, give me why. Because AI seems to be transhumanism, which means we transform. Maybe that's why they gave us a transformer. 1-300, is it good? 2 minutes, good or bad? A transformation of man.
I think it's you really don't have a choice because you don't wait it so long. And I think that, you know, with the AI, you're not going to be able to buy or sell. You're not going to be able to exist. It doesn't want to coexist with you. It wants to take over.
Okay.
And so if that's the type of mentality you got to have, you got to have the same, like, well, I'm not taking sides. I'm going to take the fuck over.
Right.
Because something is trying to dominate me, so I'm going to dominate it.
Right. Okay.
I mean, that's why I said you got to get that financial game together. Because the finance control everything. The money trail's going to fall. All you got to do is follow money trail.
Okay.
Follow
the
breadcrumbs.
Let me go down, because y'all did say that, it did say in the beginning of this program that the whole thing was to get you to be subservient. I told you Cash App, Venmo, and PayPal want to know all transactions past 600. That's why our show can only give you 500. 3364. Is transhumanism good? You want to live forever? You want your dick to be higher forever? What's your thoughts on that?
My thought is, man, we evolving from carbon to crystal. So me, I study the art of war, man. I take whatever happened and use it to my advantage, no matter what, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you got to know how to do, adapt to this shit. Whatever happened, it's called the ability to, not responsibility, it's the ability to respond. Where you end up controlling shit instead of whatever happened, you work out to your advantage. Right? You know, like my man said, we were that E1B1A gene is top of the line, man. Mm-hmm. And that's what my man Sean Cannon was just talking about, my y'all black folks over right here, over here in Turtle Island. You mm-hmm. know how to use your E1B1A gene, you got the ass, man.
Mm. Love it, always. You know I love you. 3666, you got 636 in your number. 6661, the one. Let me hear from you. Yeah, I mean, should transhumanism
hey,
should we embrace transhumanism? I mean, is AI, I mean, $6 million man, if I get my legs cut off?
Well, to add value to the bones and what the bones always say, you know, man, this thing is so big. This is unbelievable. The great I am was usurped, and we came out of that I am and flipped it, and so we get the AI. And so to add to what the brothers say, you know, and how I think about it, it's just coming into one with your own existence. And if you could use the elements around you and eat right and be on a natural conscience and not, you know, not lean to thine own understanding, but lean to the understanding of the real creator and what his name or what, you know, what their names were. Because when you speak of the Elohim, you go into the plural, not the one, because there were many on the Orisha aspect. On the Orisha aspect.
Stay with me for a minute. See, that's where this is where I told y'all a long time ago. That's why I hope y'all look over these shows, because that's how you're gonna get the money game. I think we did a show called Akhenaten created the one God concept. Now, if Akhenaten
exactly, and that's why they're
for many gods. Somehow y'all don't want to deal with that, but we got a whole thing come February.
Yeah, they flipped it. They
come
flipped
February.
It to the one.
Come February, y'all. Come February, black your so-called black history, whatever you want to call that shit you want to believe in out there. Come February, we're going to have what y'all coming to grips of what we got to do to get this money game for y'all. It's going to be amazing to see how y'all going to tell me how Akhenaten, a hermaphrodite. You see how pretty he looked? Is going to kill he didn't take over through the, oh, guys, we're taking over. I just love you. He killed high priest. But you pretend, even Ptah Seeker, love him to death from his history of calendar. But I consider everybody who don't participate in the reality, you can fall by the wayside for all I care. Because facts matter. The man
tell it in the Tutankhamun story.
Yeah. The man killed
Akhenaten the goat.
He killed the goddamn high priest. That's okay with y'all on this line? That you believe for many guys to one? I'm trying to figure this out, but we're gonna figure it out. Thank you, man. Let me get some more calls. Transhumanism. I'm gonna go to the next call. Transhumanism. Y'all, I know y'all be like, I wish I could live long. I wish my dick stay hard. Women doing all kind of. They're the ones buying all the cosmetic surgery. They had $1 trillion and getting titties. Just come to Miami. You want to see titties and ass from cosmetic surgery? Come on down. Your dicks can't even handle it. 0925. Is transhumanism good for you, or you think you know you want to live forever? You know you're tired of being maybe get a brain Neuralink. You might be dumb and you feel like I got the money. Somebody you win the lottery, would you get your brain redone? Go ahead.
No, because I'm already at high risk with dealing with these people anyway. They've been studying me, and I have been dodging stuff. So no, I'm not participating because the soul is greater than anything.
Okay. Hey, soul music. So I'm glad you said that. I'm just giving it out there because I know it got to be two dualities. 8554. You next. Gotta ask y'all. If a man tell you got a retard child. Child's retired, but we can give you Neuralink, Elon Musk. All you got to give me is $25,000. We can start him on being smart reality, you know, from smartphone to smart reality, because your child's dumb. You know, you got dumb cells in you. And what you going to do? Would you go along with the new transhumanism, the second coming of God, the second coming of man? Give me your thoughts on that.
I mean, some people, I personally wouldn't do it, but we already know some people are going to do it, you know, and can we really fault them from that? Because, I mean, You know, I guess in the best interest of science and medicine, they're doing what's right for their child. Me personally, and I can only speak for myself, I said no. But what's interesting about this whole AI thing, I think it's aimed more towards the youth.
Okay. I do too.
I'll try and, you know, get them plugged into the metaverse, like I said, with these cash apps and everything. And I think it's more designed towards them. And it's interesting you have brought this question up because just a couple of weeks ago, I was watching, y'all go back and watch every episode of Star Trek, the original series. And there was an episode of this black scientist had created a computer. And when he created this computer, he put his consciousness in it to run the ship. But what happened that the computer basically took over and couldn't nobody stop it. But Mr. Spock somehow came up with a mathematical equation. I think it was dealing with pi to basically null the computer null and void.
Yeah.
But as far as this AI, it is a strong possibility that this AI can take over everything. But like I said, only if you let it.
Now, the thing is, what you said with Star Trek, you heard Vulcan earlier. Star Trek was a Masonic television sci-fi show. Vulcan, same thing as Jedi. Dr. Spock, Lieutenant Uhura. Look at her name, Lieutenant Uhura. Y'all didn't even, I mean, all the years I've watched, I said, man, they was actually telling us she was a communication oracle of space.
Right. Communications officer.
Yeah, she's a communication officer into space. So now a lot of black women have been listening to the show. I know y'all been, you know, I said, oh, yeah, I know why I get on y'all the most? Because right now, all women are in high-level power, all women. This is the highest I've ever seen. Governors, mayors, everything. When they kill Biden, I'm not going to kill Biden, so if y'all listen to me, I'm not going to kill
States
Biden.
States attorneys,
all this. The prosecutor of California is the vice president. A prosecutor of all people, not a defender. But a prosecutor.
Hey, speaking of California, they rolled out the National Guard in Cali this weekend.
Thank you. That's right. Thank you, bro. That's why I love y'all. Y'all the ones sending it to me. I can't remember everything. You know, I got to fight off Alzheimer's, too. Y'all better start taking some zinc, magnesium. Y'all better start realizing your body. Now, let me go to your child's dumb. Yeah, I'm going to 8079. Your child's dumb. You might be somewhat dumb. And you finally got some money to make your child get Neuralink so they can be smart. Like none of you and your family. I don't know what's going on. I'm just telling you, how is this going to happen if y'all don't realize is transhumanism good? You don't make that decision soon. Or is it bad? Universal income, good. You got kids that ain't got no skills now. Vocational school's gone. They don't even want to pick up an instrument no more. Everything's electronics. Rap music gonna destroy music, really. I love rap, but it destroys music. It's no live music. When they come with no live musicians. I'm a musician. I play all the time. They don't bring a musician with them. But it's okay with you.
Memphis, I just came from Memphis a few days ago. Memphis is one of the few places left you can go listen to some live blues. I'm telling you, y'all haven't done it. You better go do it now.
Live music. Let me go to 180. Now, we're going to the 12 o'clock hour. Let's get it going on. 8079. Thank you, too.
Hey, how you doing there, brother? Let's go, Buffalo. The owner of Amazon, they asked him a question. What do you want to be remembered as? He said he want to be remembered as the oldest human being to ever live. So you don't think he's doing some things, man, experimenting trying to make himself live? And he got the money to do it. So if he's doing it, all his boys is doing it because we do what our boys do sometimes, right?
That's right.
So they
that's
way
right.
ahead of the game.
Way ahead of the game. Now,
hey, drop on.
Go ahead. Jump in.
Speaking of this money thing, man, it's this money of being a stupid-ass jackass, man. I just saw this program where they show motherfuckers doing stupid shit and making money on TikTok, man.
Yeah, man.
They're doing stupid-ass shit, bro.
I started to show my dick and said,
I'm about ready.
I'm on the point of starting to show my dick to get money because it's getting crazy. I'm like, is it bigger than your man?
Bro.
Give me $10. That's how this is going to be.
God
this
damn,
crazy.
Man.
I mean, this is what's going on. Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Stay with me. You got to hang up. Have y'all seen the amount of money people could make on these Now, we showed you TikTok is controlled by the Chinese. I hope. See, that's going to be another question. I'm going to lift this up and see if y'all lift the name. The name of the TikTok people is from China. And what a hell of a name. I mean, they are smart. And I just told you, the whole gang of the global young elites, they have been given the money game to go and depend. They want you to be obedient to get your money, y'all. That's what it's about, being obedient. Y'all better jump in quick because at 12 o'clock, I can't be after a certain time. I don't know if you can get back on, but some of y'all are falling off. That's nothing. I have no control if you fall off.
Yeah.
Some of y'all say, I did not turn you off. I did not turn you off. I do not turn nobody off.
We got to get with the money game. That's where we at right now. China's going to get ready to take over the digital side.
And if we do that right, we will have higher speeds with our wireless network.
Hold on. I didn't mean to play that. Okay. You should hit on those. Now,
That's not me.
Not your body. I know. That was my fault. I hit the button. I want y'all to know something. I got 9927. Jump. Let me just let you jump in. Go ahead. While you got time. Go ahead. Jump in.
Hold on.
9927. That's New York. Go ahead.
Hey, awesome show as always. I've been out of commission for a minute. Last Sunday I was out of commission. I was just trying to tell you.
Go ahead.
Everything you're talking about is awesome. I just want to say this about the money. We got to remember money is a spell that is controlling our spirit. They're controlling our spirits through money. It's a spell. In order for us to want to change things, everybody has to let go of everything. And we know that's going to be very hard to do, and ain't nobody letting go right now because we're all afraid if we let go, is our mind going to work? Will we be able to think to take care of ourselves? Will we be able to trust the planet again because the planet has been taken away from us? Is the universe still responding to us like it's supposed to? There's a lot of people that's going to be like that because they're not spiritually in tune to themselves of knowing what they are. Our spirits is nothing but an orb, and we are the ones that control the body. And
mm-hmm.
We do control everything around us, but once we let go of everything, we can't keep holding on to the negativity of what's ruling us. We have to take that stand and stand up and just let it all go. We stop feeding into what they want us to do,
mm-hmm.
Then we're free for real. But otherwise, we're never going to be free. We're still going to be under the spell of the money. Now
mm-hmm.
We're going into the crypt. I don't know how long we're going to be in this tomb, just us, because we
like
are the Jesus. How long we're going to be in this tomb? 3 days, 3 years, three decades, three whatever. That's another spell. We got to look at all the spells in the Bible, all the spells that's cast everywhere. Now they're using technology to cast spells. 22, a spell number, 2022. We're dealing with numbers, algorithm, everything adds up to the ancient spiritual language, spells. That's how
mm-hmm.
always been cast out into the world. That's how things are being created, destroyed, healed through the words we speak because we're not saying them properly. We're not speaking the right words to create the right tones,
mm-hmm.
to do what we need to do to protect ourselves, to go against our enemies. That stuff been taken away. And yes, they're pretending like we're supposed to live forever with AI, but what we don't understand, we live forever anyway. Our spirits is forever. And they want to use it as a battery. They want to chip you up in the brain, in the hand, inject you with all that nanotechnology so that you can operate and mine crypto through your brain, through your body. This is the new matrix. We done went from the old to the new matrix, the metaverse, putting you inside the game so you could be stuck and your body stuck in a chair. Or you stuck on a bed, or you stuck somewhere in whatever part of the house you want to mine your crypto. You ain't even got to leave no more. You can create your own heaven now in the metaverse. See, so
now
that's
hold
all
on.
I wanted to say.
Yeah, and love you for that. You've been sending a bunch of stuff for years, and some of your stuff going to be as one of the, some of the questions to get this money. You think NASA and aliens got the, because, you know, you send stuff with lights, seeing around the world. I don't know if they're about to promote this alien agenda, but seems to be something is on the awakening. What's your thoughts on that?
What they're doing is they're getting ready to do a fake invasion, as they already been attacking the entity that's above us. They didn't put up a whole grid of lasers, satellite lasers. I think a lot of people missed that. And now they got this new weapon called the hypersonic missile. And it's not just China, it's all the superpowers, which includes the United States.
Right.
Then not only do they have that, they got to, y'all got to understand, they can target us now with these lasers. And then they don't care if you have your face and all that stuff. They going to know you by your tag, your bio scanning and shit. They can take out a whole city if they want to.
Now let's go there. You said the technology. Yes, hold on. You said a lot of stuff. And we're going to do some shows with you on this stuff. We're going to do some shows. Get ready. Just get ready. Somebody turn this. If you're on mute, just mute if you hear us. Get ready. Because there's a lot of information you sent that people do not look at the celestial stuff, the NASA, all this new stuff, why they seeing this stuff. Some of y'all on here do. They're looking for an asteroid came into the Earth atmosphere not too long ago, everybody. No news here because they don't want you to know. 5G. This is what y'all gave me.
2025. They want it operational 2025 so they can
That
simulation with the new viruses they want to come out, SPIRES
that's
now.
Right.
They want
that's
from
right.
SARS to SPIRES.
Right.
And then they want to do, probably going to do the Jesus thing in the space, because if China has where they can do the simulations, real simulations now, you see these giants. When you walk through a certain, I forgot which city it was, but it is amazing.
Yeah, they got
the
robots.
Superheroes
they
have.
They got the big colossal robots that was in cartoons is in these.
They got the dogs too.
Yeah.
They have the Gundam.
Gundam is a weapon, a giant robot that you can
control through your mind. They want to try to get it controlled through the mind right now. They do it physically, but they want to take the Neuralink and connect it to the giant robot. Now, they need these robots. What do they need these giant robots for? I guess they're trying to invade. They're going past the wall. There must be something past the wall that they can't defeat, and they're going to need all these different technologies in order to take it over past the wall.
Hold on, sir. That's why I be telling you, you need to come write yourself, because you got to report that on someone. These giant robots, they're not for humans. Let's just go with this premise. They're not for humans. They're for something that's coming that it said earlier. I gave y'all the question. It said that Saturn.
Hey John.
Go ahead. What you gonna say?
I'm gonna say this right here, and it's gonna blow y'all mind when y'all see this comparison.
Go ahead.
Okay, when y'all talk about sleeping giant Biden, you know who I see? Old ass George Jetson, man. Look at the fucking cartoon and look at Biden. You looking at an old ass George Jetson, man?
Hey, that is good. And think, meet George Jefferson. And his wife, his daughter, Elroy, and what was the dog? I can't remember the dog's name. And then they had the robot maid.
Judy.
Daughter Judy.
And
Judy
his daughter
and his wife.
Yeah, Judy is Jupiter.
Astro.
And the Astro Belt. Y'all just said the whole concept of the Justice. That's amazing. Hey, I got to put this on for y'all. Now, I only do this because y'all, brother, you, Wesley, said art of war. I read the book too. That was part of our read. We had to read that book. And again, if you don't know your enemy, how you gonna win? You don't know nothing on your enemy. You ain't got no espionage data of what they doing. That's why Yahweh sent spies into the land of Canaan first, so they can scope them out. Well, let me tell you, I'm about to give you some spy world. I'm about to give you, this is what they about to do, y'all. Now, I don't know what, if y'all took the shots, that's not my business. You ain't got to tell me. I'm not your maker. But if you took these shots and you on this line, I'm about to scare the living shit out of you. But these are facts.
With dense networks of small cells. And if we do that right, we will have higher speeds with our wireless networks than we have ever seen before. And I think that is what 5G is going to look like. And I think we need to get moving, because the rest of the world is already on it.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, stay watchful, stay vigilant, stay sober-minded. Have an awesome day, guys. God bless.
To broadcast the entire Earth, it takes 2 kilowatts, 2 hair dryers. Now, a microwave oven uses 1,000 watts, or 1 kilowatt. Here's the damage 1 kilowatt can be done by somebody when they take a magnetron out of a microwave and turn it into a ray gun. This is just a small example of a low-tech weapon running on 1,000 watts. Then you have these things here, these huge towers of death. Now each row in this tower, an array, or a set of dishes or antennas or whatever you want to call them, is connected to a cable with a maximum power output of 300,000 watts, or 300 kilowatts. That's 300 microwave ovens. We base that conservative estimate based on the gauge of the cabling that's running up to one of these arrays. They're estimated at 300,000 watts per cable. Those aren't fiber optic cables running up to those arrays. It's a thick copper gauge transmission line quality cable running up those towers. Now, if there's 10 cables, that's like 3 megawatts of power. And these cables are out there to output power to the magnetron, not for data transfer. That's an important point. These cell phone towers are weaponized. There's no other reason to have this much power running up the cables. It isn't for data transfer. Now, FCC regulations limit normal transmission per array to about 400 watts. To put that into perspective, 1 watt from your phone can go 25 miles to the nearest tower. A 1,000-watt magnetron on a stick can blow shit up. And these towers have a 300-kilowatt power line running up to each rectenna. And who knows, there could be an amplifier at the top of these towers that steps up the power even more. The point is here, ladies and gentlemen, is that these companies, like Lucent and Google, could turn up the juice at any time and nuke a town. They could nuke the entire country without any warning.
It's important to understand what the 5G is doing and what they say it's doing. We're told on the IEEE beamforming document that this technology cooked your eyes like eggs in World War II. Cooked your eyes like eggs. And you all need to understand these are military weapons. These are assault frequencies. If you garner nothing more than that, that's what you need to know. It's microwave radiation warfare is what this is.
Talking about post-human society. That's right, you heard that correctly. Post-human, after human, when man merges with machine, when man will be no more. That is their endgame, to wipe out humanity, where resistance is futile. That kind of thing. That's what they're thinking about. That's what they want to bring into the world. And that brings us back to what we were talking about yesterday, the weaponization of cell phone towers. To recap that discussion, a cell phone tower is a giant microwave oven on a stick. Cell phone towers use a magnetron or an oscillator, like a microwave oven, to make microwaves. That's how they communicate. Radars use the very same technology. That part that's beaming into the dish is a magnetron. Just like a microwave oven and just like a cell phone tower.
Cell phone service is still spotty. Companies like Verizon are using temporary microwave technology. To help people connect.
Kind of interesting when cell phone tower workers are telling you that they have headaches, that they have brain cancer, that they have all these health issues throughout the day, where they get these headaches or
for our bodies or our minds. This is cyborg reality now within our cities. We're going to talk about the 5G, but I'm just going to read this. The emergence of a planet-wide electronic communications grid connecting the thoughts and feelings of billions of people and linking them to rapidly expanding volumes of data, to fast-growing webs of sensors being embedded by millions throughout the world, and to increasingly intelligent devices, robots, and thinking machines, the smartest of which already exceed the capability of all of us in performing a growing list of discrete mental tasks and now already surpass humans in manifestations of intelligence that we as humans had always assumed would remain the unique province of our species.
I just want y'all to know, 5G, cell phone towers are everywhere. I mean, Brother Ray, thank you so much. He tried. Unfortunately, the powers that be, which were black faces at that time and here in Miami, did not believe that 5G was going to kill them because they obviously only read the Bible. They didn't read the books. The Bible has to be populated with other information to make sense, like occult books. To see the Bible is in correlation with what that book says of the occult world. You haven't done that. If you haven't done that, the Bible will have you fucking brainwashed. So we're not going to debate anybody that dumb. Right now, all we're going to say is 5G. 5G, which is a Tesla weapon. Not a weapon by Tesla, but a technology by Tesla. Now you have taken a shot.
Curious George,
I gave you a shot, and this shot is connected to 5G. You heard it from Bill Gates. You heard it on this program. You heard it on Beverly. You heard it on many other shows. You ain't going to stop it, are you? Oh, here's how you're going to only stop it. Something has to happen. Now, a cyber attack, I'm only going to give you something that I've read in the book. I didn't think this up. A cyber attack that cuts off your electricity, first thing you best to do, those of you who are thinking, is shoot up the cell phone towers. I just read this in the book. I didn't say do it. I just read in the book that that would be the first thing you do under attack. If your electricity go out, you better go and take the cell phone towers out immediately, according to this book.
Hey, John Bones.
Go ahead.
The movie They Live, at the end, they destroyed that satellite on the rooftop of the news station, and then everybody can see their true faces.
Oh, well. Hey, I didn't want to say it. All I'm saying is, you better look at what he just said and compare to what I just told you in the book.
That's a heavy-ass laugh, man. Don't make that laugh. It scared the shit out of me, bro.
Hey, I mean, as soon as you said it, John Bones, I don't like cutting you off. I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah, no. You connected. That's what we do here. We connect. Now, I just tell you, if your area suffers a cyber attack that they just told you they could create, the first thing this book says, which is a government book that tells you how to live through a cyber attack, you better figure out a way to destabilize that cell phone tower that's near your house immediately. Upon the neighborhood that you live in, better wake up immediately and destabilize. Because if you don't, that's all I can say, if you don't.
Now, can I add something else to that? Jump on.
No, go ahead. Jump in, please. Somebody help me.
Well, with the 23-degree axis, like I said, the Earth is shifting. And so that's the reason why the Bible says they're going to fail, because it's going to shift off that grid that they're using. And so that's why at the end, none of it's all going to come collapsing, because they can't outweigh time. The only thing they're trying to do is spare their life, just like the fact that ain't no goddamn body on the planet Mars with some damn rover that's supposed to be unmanned, but who the hell's filming?
Yeah.
That's the case.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, how are they going to send something to Mars and ain't manning it? Somebody manning it, because all these things that supposedly going to Mars. Now, why Mars, everybody? That's an astrological sign, too. Mars is the god of war. I hope y'all know that. Mars is the god of war. It's the red planet. And all they tell you is we going to war. But y'all ain't seen
red
it like
coast.
That.
Aries, the ram, the holy ram, the holy ram.
The holy ram
of the Pontus.
The holy ram. Now, I'm glad you're
right. Lucifer, Christos, Lucifer, Luciferius.
Oh, God, man, you're going off. So you trying to, hey, y'all better listen to these words, because those of you in bonus rounds, we're going to ask y'all these words. That's the only way you're going to get this money. I'm going to answer these words, because I tell you, it's going to be interesting what we're going to play here. Going to be the first of a kind to put money on y'all on programs like this. We're going to be cutting edge, y'all. We ain't playing no more. We ain't got time to play. We cutting edge. We're beyond most of these shows anyway. We're going to give y'all money.
Only if
you can answer with a factual question that we're going to ask you. That's where you're going to get the money at. Now, again, I just want y'all to realize something. I mentioned Lorna Wynn. This chick is zero COVID. What is zero COVID? So, y'all better look this up. This chick is promoting zero COVID. Man, like, what? How you going to stop the common cold? That's a code word to kill humans. Because every human get a cold. If you in a cold region of New York State, Colorado, Michigan, Illinois, if you don't catch a cold this month, something. I don't give a damn what you got.
That's the code of the Hegelian, the double speak, and see a lot of people don't understand the Hegelian. That's why when I came on, I said Hegelian king, because see, when people hear zero COVID, they think no more COVID. Although this shit gonna be permanent for the lockdown. So
I mean,
when she said
no
zero permanent,
humans.
No more humans. And we go into, like Obama said, we got to cut off all things. We got to reposition the economic stratosphere because this shit is on the takeover and all the things that the sister said. So, I mean, we going on a different level whether we want to or not. We, like the brother said, and adding value to what he said, it's just how we all lean into our own understanding of the creator, and I'm adding to that.
Now,
the real creator, the true creator.
That's a deep word.
Supreme creator.
Trinities. Hold on. Lean not to our own understanding. And I heard somebody say drive mom. What you going to say, Fart?
I heard a doctor say this COVID shit going to be around for 50 fucking years, man.
Right.
50 years.
You be sending stuff. You said it. I see it. I mean, I'm not scared at all. Obviously. Bro, anybody, I'm going to tell you something about me. Y'all know, who know me, all around, who know me, I have never showed fear about this because I read about it. See, when you know your enemy is planning an attack, you can't go with fear because fear going to make you irrational and you're going to do dumb shit. How many of y'all knew y'all had to know this was going to happen because it's in books? A man can't make a book 30 years ago and say we're going to come with, I mean, a movie 20 years ago, we're going to make vaccines to kill people. You don't see it? Now, here we're going to do, y'all. I got this.
I disagree with Sean Caddy. They studying me. I'm studying their ass better than they studying me because I know they accurate. I study their accurate.
Hey, now, I'm not sure. Hold on. I'm glad you said that because, Brother West, you one of the few that been saying this for years, and that's why I value information. The algorithms are in you. You know your own body algorithms. Y'all said that earlier. Sean Caddy said the same thing about you knowing your body, knowing your time, knowing. Now, all y'all said the same thing. Right now, all y'all got the algorithms to defeat this in your own time right now. You already defeating it mentally. Now, the key is through the matrix scale. Spiritually, if you die, you already defeated it. If you die today, you defeated it because you know it's made up. But through the spirit, through the physical spirituality, you might get caught in the matrix. Remember the Matrix movie? The Matrix movie always shows you them battling people in the Matrix. Outside the Matrix, they was in Zion with the safety. Somebody make a lot of noise. I don't know why you got to make noise if you know you're moving. I just don't get that, but somehow that's how you know. I judge that on where we at in the time frame, because you know you're moving, you know you're making noise. Now, the question is, if you're the Matrix and you know you're fighting the enemy, that's what we're going to be doing. Now, the reality is, you know what you're in. I'm just preparing you. I'm going to know what I'm in. You got weapons. I hope you got weapons. I mean, because the Matrix had weapons. You're going to have to kill in the Matrix. Now, according to what we're going to go through, if you go through a Matrix, meaning that, say, a cyber hits St. Louis, in the Matrix, you're going to have to fight those who are not. They're going to be enemies, even if they're your family. Even if they're going to be enemies, because they're going to be irrational, and they're not going to believe that this is a psyop. They're not going to believe it. So the psyop going to make you have to fight them, too. That's a video movie in itself. Now, your family is the first enemy. It ain't the group that you're going to be initially having to fight. The first enemy going to be the family members that's going to be arguing with you when you say, get your goddamn gun. We got to get... Fuck, this motherfucker... So that right there is part of what the Matrix is about. You're not just going to fight the real enemy. You're going to fight the enemy within, which is called the Trojan Horse. This is going to be deep today. Y'all ready for this? The Trojan Horse, y'all. I don't know what to tell you. The Trojan Horse is in your house, in your household, your family hold. They're going to be the ones that get you killed. I watched The Purge the other day, the first one. It was the son who opened up the door to the black dude to put him in the house to cause them to have to fight. Look who they used, the black man. They didn't want to kill nobody because they thought they were going to be security safe. But the Purge people came and tore all the shit off the windows of the house. The house was a fortress. That's your mind. That Purge movie is so Masonic. It's unbelievable. I love it. Your mind is your first.
Yeah, I saw that movie too, man. That first movie, hell, man, when that brother that boy under the window and shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
the mind is the
Ori. Yeah, and the black guy saved him. In the end of the movie, of the first Purge, the man who had all the ideas from the military, well, his so-called company had, well, you got to protect yourself. The black guy got in the house, but the black guy would end up able to save his family. He died, but the family, the daughter, and the son lived when the Purge was over. And notice the Purge was 12 hours, everybody. Are y'all getting this? Purge was 12 hours. 666. 12 hours they gave you in that movie. Same as they always give you. Same numbers. Keep piling up. Where Brother Eddie at? Same numbers. 12 hours, the Purge is over. Give you 12 hours before you kill everybody. That was the holy sacrifice. I'm telling you.
12 hours is three.
Yeah, it's like what? Three. Yeah. We're going to be talking about everybody. We're going to use some show. I want y'all to give me some questions because some of y'all can't all win the money, but there's questions I want to ask that y'all have given that you would like to have asked. And y'all can send to drybone7@hotmail.com and we'll make money on that and make those questions because, again, this is on y'all.
And three was the 3J boys, wasn't it? Wasn't it
Drybone 3J boys? Three J boys. Yeah, 3J boys. We're going to go so far with that. 3J boys. Hey, but let's get ready, y'all. I'm going to tell you, the family that's doing this, many of y'all, if y'all don't remember this name, you will hear it the first time or the second time or on the shows. I don't know how many shows you're going to do, but for this show, I'm sure y'all heard shit you ain't going to hear on no show. And this one here probably is one of them. The group that's doing this is under the guise of Darth Vader. And Darth Vader calls himself the Black Nobility.
For those who are very interested in the ancient connection, we digressed slightly and brought things up to the modern era, but perhaps it's also important to re-stress exactly how these oligarchs follow through in a bloodline manner. And one of the most important connections from the ancient world, the ancient dynasties, up into the modern are a group of people from Italy, from Venice specifically, that have dominated the world for many generations that have been loosely called the Black Venetians. Now this term, the Black Venetians or the Black Nobility, is their own term. This is not just a historical term used for them. This is one of their own terms. And they became known as the Black Nobility or the Black Venetians because literally their deeds were so black. Now, the word Phoenician, who were the ancient descendants of the Atlantean race, an old ancient Semitic race, the Phoenicians were like the elites of the Semites. Okay, we have the Semitic race. The Semitic race is the largest racial group in the world. Well, we have many branches of the Semitic peoples. And the elites, you could say the royalty within the Semitic race, were what we know as the Phoenician race. These are the people who built the Temple of Solomon, who were the great navigators, the great mappers of the sky, and the great mathematicians and so on. Well, down into the modern world, as we progress through the ages, the word Phoenician, as the Phoenicians settled in Italy, they became known as the Venetians, the Venetians. And they're worshippers of Venus. One of their gods or goddesses was literally Venetian. They're Venus worshippers. And that figures because if you're on the high seas, the stars and the moon and the luminaries are very important to you. And the Venetians, we have many families making up the Venetian oligarchy, but the Longhi and the Guelphs are of particular interest. Now, upon their move to Holland, the Black Venetians created the Great Amsterdam Bank, the financial hinge of the 17th century, and they also created the Dutch East India Company. They also controlled the finances of many royal dynasties, like the Stuarts. So they were lenders, financiers of some of the royal families. They were also the promoters of Martin Luther, of Protestantism, Puritanism, the Jesuits, the Club of Rome, the later Freemasons, and most other secret societies. Through the House of Hanover, that's the House of Orange, they came to England and have been the dominating power since William III. Christina Huth, in her book Venice, The Methodology of Evil, Part 3, she writes, Henry VIII had also thrown open the door for the cultural, political, and financial takeover of England by agents of the city-state of Venice. By the middle of the 1530s, Henry's government was in the hands of the Venetian agents and being shaped into a model of police-state political terror. By the end of Henry's reign, Venetian bankers were in control of a burgeoning English foreign debt and dictating terms to the English throne. Within slightly over a century following Henry's death, England had been transformed into the usurious, slave-trading, imperial power of Great Britain under the dictatorship of the Venetian party, which had been transplanted directly from the lagoons of Venice. Now, obviously, in one program, we can't go into this subsection, the whole story of the Venetian peoples. Just for now, doing an overview to show you that here we have the connection between the Stuarts, the Tudors, and these Venetians. And the takeover was implemented by Thomas Cromwell. This was the agent who convinced Henry VIII to buy in and to accept the money of the incoming Venetians. So this connection is very, very vital and important to understand how the Phoenician, Sumerian, Babylonian, Mesopotamian, Nephilim concept, that bloodline, ties into the modern oligarchs. There's a thread. It can be traced like anything. The congressman and statesman, Lyndon LaRouche, from an American context, is one of the greatest experts on this. But there's many other works talking about this connection. King William III of Hanover, the Prince of Orange, and we have George Ludwig I, also of the House of Hanover. These are the two kings, specifically, of the House of Orange, coming out of Italy by way of Holland. They appear in the history books as being Dutch kings, Dutch potentates, but their ancestry goes further back than that. Graham Lowry, in How the Venetian Virus Infected and Took Over England, writes, in December 1688, the armies of the Dutch Prince William of Orange invaded England, interrupting the Hobbesian nightmare the country had experienced under the deranged King Charles II and his brother James II. A worse nightmare was to follow when William seized the throne of James II, for he embodied a more highly distilled form of poison which Venice had perfected during its sway over the remains of the Dutch Republic. This outright usurpation is blithely referred to in British Venetian parlance as the Glorious Revolution, which should give you some idea of how little regard for truth prevails in these circles. So here's a scholar who's in no doubt about it, the problem whatsoever. He's pointing out that the James II and Charles II debauchery is one thing, and then it's replaced by yet even more layers of the same thing. And as I said earlier, is it not from these times that all these idioms we just take for granted of the British Stock Exchange, the rising of the Navy, the great conflicts throughout the world, the whole concept of empire, the rising of the great universities, the rising of the merchant class? Who are the merchants named after Mercury? We have some questions here. The very things that we take for granted, the very idea that individuals on the street level say, oh, we can't imagine any secret society just coming in and taking over. Well, that's right. You needn't imagine that because it didn't happen. So secret societies obviously couldn't just come in to the wide diversity of our modern age and just take over. But that, they didn't do that. These oligarchs formed our cities. They formed the political systems that we have. No more than a few hundred years ago, it was crown or it was gown. It was cross or it was crown. It was monarch on one side to mind control you and brainwash you and throw you in a dungeon, or it was the popes and the potentates. Two forms of control. Nobody just came in and took over. These individuals have created our cities, created our industries. They were there from day one. They were billionaires from the first century AD. And they're dancing on their desks to find out how easy it is to manipulate the herd, you know, of the population of the world. But they didn't just suddenly come in and take over like some normal mafioso group. These individuals created the entire structure of our life. Our forefathers, not so long ago, never even ventured more than 5-10 miles from their feudal villages. In fact, it was even a crime to even do so. So nothing could have been easier. You have military, monarchy, and you have the religious, the theocracy. Two forms that attain world domination, more simply than we can ever even imagine. David Icke, in his book, The Biggest Secret, says, William of Orange, that's William III, died in 1702. He and his wife Mary left no heirs, and so Mary's sister Anne became queen. Anne was the last of the Stuart monarchs. In 1714, the scene was set for the takeover of the British crown by the German black nobility family, the Hanovers. They were closely connected with the House of Hesse, which would become the launch pad for the House of Rothschild. The first Hanoverian king was George I. Queen Victoria, always famous for wearing black jewelry and wearing black clothes, was the Empress of India, the Empress of the world, the top of the Guelph dynasty, the family of Guelph, who was one of the major black nobility families. Today's modern Windsor family directly go back to the Guelph dynasty of the ancient world. The Guelph, Burschleyon, Battenberg, Mountbatten, whatever you want to call it. These are all Hanoverian, Habsburgian families, all connected, all linked by blood. The British royal family, the Windsors, was a name adopted in the 1800s, and the reason was to give them an anglicized front, because in fact George I could hardly speak a word of English. And here they are declaring war on his brother, the Kaiser, in the First World War, and the so-called British royal family could hardly speak the English language. So in order to anglicize them and make them look more English, they adopted the name Windsor. But their original ancestral names is Saxe-Coburg-Battenberg, which they changed again to Mountbatten, Burschleyon, which is the name of the Queen Mother, and Guelph. The word Guelph is the key word there because that's the Venetian connection, the Black Guelphs. Open any encyclopedia and start reading up on the black nobility and the Guelphs, and a fascinating story will unfold.
Now, when you look at the Venetians, guess who you're going to find?
Hey, Bones, man. Come here, man. Can I get in on this, bro?
Get on that, man.
Where can we start? But first of all, when I listen to this whole thing and they talk about bloodline and Venetians and Merovingians and Genovese and all the and the whole bloodline thing, see, it's we that we don't even see our own self in it. But then when you talk about Moorish and whatever, you still talking about us, but they talking about us, but we not talking about us. But when I see that, they talking about the bloodline, and we talk about the Nephilims and the
and the angels and demons, and if you know the history of the Merovingian bloodline and where it takes you back to, and on other levels, if we're going to get into even the metaphysics and all that, it still comes back to the one, right?
To the one.
Hey, but they're talking about it. Hey, they're consolidating.
Go ahead. Hold on, Brother West. I heard you say first, Bones. Yeah. Go ahead, then Sean Kelly.
Yeah,
go ahead, Bones.
I paraphrase what I got to say real short and sweet, man. When at the beginning of what he said, the Phoenicians, PH. When you hear that PH, that sound, man, funny sound, and all this sound, bro. So that's what I see out of that whole thing you said, is sound.
But I want you to know the Phoenicians is VE. So I want you to know the V.
No,
V for
A. Okay.
No. I know. I'm just giving you I'm going along with what you said. But remember, V, what is a V? Transverse and over turns to an A. So thank
right.
you. I just want to make sure you understand.
Right, right. For the beginning, he said PH, the Phoenicians.
The Phoenicians,
okay,
right. The Phoenicians, Phoenicians.
Man.
Right, Phoenicians. You got it. Y'all got with you, baby, with you. Go ahead.
Phoenix.
All right. Y'all saying it. I'm leaving it to y'all to say this. Actually, this whole show was dedicated to y'all. This is all y'all information that y'all gave me all week. All y'all information y'all gave all week. And we are named
right
everything. Yeah, everything y'all said is in the show. So all I want y'all to do is remember that I need y'all to understand next week I'm going to have y'all numbers. I need y'all to be able to be cash app because I can't send y'all any money without Cash App. Can't do it. So y'all let you have a bank. Unfortunately, that's where we at. Y'all want to get on this Dry Bones Helios Challenge. Now, let's go there. The V, the Phoenicians, you heard it. Phoenicians, phonics, kicked on phonics, Phoenicians, Pharaoh. Let's go with Pharaoh. Hey, Pharaoh, PH. I'm just going to say
this. Yes, sir.
We're not trying to get y'all not to think. We want y'all to think. That's what y'all do in this program. Y'all think. So y'all already got the answers. The people y'all talking, listening. Because remember, I can tell you straight up, people listen to this show. They scared of this show, too, because it's just so hardcore. And I'm hardcore, baby. We can't play soft dick and you're going to get you no pussy. You got to be hardcore. So that's how this works.
I want to add something that drive on with that video.
Go ahead, jump in.
You know, the commonality of King Pedro, Queen Victoria, and President Abraham Lincoln, which all of them knew each other, they all shared Jewish backgrounds. Queen Victoria was Jewish, and that's why the Guptons in Germany, so that's why she took my family in. Because that was an obligation for her, and the King Cajun being a king of Jewish bloodline. So that's when they say the conquering line of Judah, that's King Pedro. Mm. That's why King Pedro is mentioned in Revelation chapter 6, verse 2, he rode on a pale horse.
I'm gonna tell you something about what you're saying, Brother Sean, because there's no way they could not put this guy up with the name Tedros at the world. Look what this man just said, and look what the world just said. The world say, you ain't lying, brother. Y'all was the first. So we're going to make Tedros the World Health Organization face because y'all was the face. It's the face. So by this being the face, they can't feel, I'm going to tell you how the Cold War works. The Cold War say, how you going to blame us? We told you your name was Tedros. We told you. Ain't your fault you ain't comprehend. Because reading is comprehension, ain't it? So if you didn't comprehend from reading, where else you going to get it from? So they gave you the name Tedros. It's your obligation to say, why is his name Tedros? Thank you, brother. Appreciate you all the time, man. Appreciate that. That's beautiful. You have gave them this. Let's go further with this show because, you know, we're going to cut off at 1 o'clock. I'm talking to you all you across the 10 regions. I'm going to tell you, I love football. We grew up playing football. We love football. We love sports. But let's go with sports. Sports is a gladiator mentality. Gladiator wrestling is all through the ancient world. It's not new. MMA, and look what they're fighting, everybody. Don't you think what they're fighting? The octagon. That's eight. So this is not new. All I'm going to say to you is they're going to use COVID and gambling. I already play gambling. I gamble. I see that COVID is in gambling. So basically, for all you who don't understand this, is now a money game. You heard Brother V. I hope you're still with us, man. I don't know if you jumped off because all y'all, I don't know if y'all going to church or not. But if you're going to church, you should be powered up right now. But many of y'all are going to church on this line. Everybody on this line not going. Everybody in line is not everybody who's talking. Everybody on the line, it's a lot of people on the line who ain't even talking. They're listening. Go to church. Observe what they do. It's futile. It will never gain you money. If the church, if you do have a church that knows how to do real estate, you better start running how they're doing it. Don't be like Joe Osteen. And here are crazy you black folks are. Joe Osteen somehow had a plumber find hundreds of thousands of dollars that was missing in the bathroom when he went to go fix it. Now, how the fuck is that? Because y'all into pimping. Y'all are hoes. Many of you, men are hoes. You know how many men are hoes? Men are hoes, y'all. I'm about to get deep here right now. That's how you're going to get this money. See, you ain't going to get the money from a show that's going to, like, Steve Harvey going to give you money. But how dumb is Steve Harvey's show? I'm going to show you how dumb shows are. I'm a goddamn family of five people. You want to give me a motherfucking car for one person? We're going to be fighting. It's going to be a family feud. So they already knew that was a dumb show. So they got a black man to play a dumb show. Now, y'all love Steve Harvey, I know. Y'all love everything. Anything black that they told you, you love. Obviously, that's ridiculousness. Because being black, which is the number one dominant gene on the planet, doesn't constitute morality. I don't know if you got that now or by now. You should have it by now. Being black, just look at your own family. They black as your ass. You came out your goddamn mama. Are you loving everybody in your goddamn family? That should be a sign for you right there. Let's keep it going. Now, if this is the case, that they got you to believe that everybody white is wicked, that's a good-ass plan. That is a good one. That's a good one. I mean, I got a communist manifesto that none of you have ever read, I'm sure, to show you what they're going to do to white people from white people. I will have that ass. If you can answer those questions, that's a $100 question, depending on how big the pot is. So y'all can make the pot $100 for every question if you do your thing. That means participate. All you got to do is say, I belong to Cash App. You agree. Your money will go to the little bit of money again for you to agree in. We'll go into a pool. I will read the pool, how much it is. The bank, which is me, will double it. We'll double it. You just got to answer some questions to see if you really believe what you really believe. You're scared? Then don't answer the Cash App question. Everything must be under $500 because the IRS is not going to come after my ass. It won't come after your ass as long as it's under $500. See, you already know. Look what the number is, 6. See, you got to be thinking. They made the number 6 an IRS a felony. 666. Are y'all ready for this? I hope you're ready for what? Because ain't no show like
6 years.
Yeah. There ain't no show like this. I can tell you that right now. And when they find out how much money y'all going to make, you ain't going to go to them nigga-ass, dumb-ass shows no more. And we will take crypto once you get it to us. I will take crypto. You know why? Until it goes. Because many of you believe in crypto. So we'll set that up for you. But you better have crypto. You better have it. Or we will report you to the IRS. Are y'all ready for me? Let's get ready. Because we are going to give the first show that's going to give y'all money for being smart. If you really are. We'll find that out soon enough. Now, let's keep it going. Many of you, I asked you, would you let your dumb children, I suggest all you got $1,000 to invest in this company. It's probably more now. But when we did put it on, I told you, many of you have never been in death situations probably, meaning that you're on life support and you had to go to the hospital. That day may come to you sooner or later. really will. You know, you can talk all that shit now because you feel healthy. That's so fine with me. I feel healthy. But I'm not dumb enough to know that they can zap me or they can do something crazy. Question is, are you? Don't worry about me. I do this show for you, the dry bones, because it's the dry bones say, son of man, can these dumb niggas live?
So what you're, the beats you're hearing are real-time signals from the Neuralink in Gertrude's head. So this Neuralink connects to neurons that are in her snout. So whenever she snuffles around and touches something with her snout, that sends out neural spikes, which are detected here. All right, welcome to the Neuralink product demo. I'm really excited to show you what we've got. I think it's going to blow your mind. So I want to emphasize the purpose of Neuralink. Like, what's our goal? Our goal is to solve important spine and brain problems with a seamlessly implanted device. So you want to have a device that you can basically put in your head and feel and look totally normal, but it solves some important problem in your brain or spine. So going into the Neuralink architecture, what we've done over the past year is dramatically simplify the device. So we about a year ago, we had a device which had multiple parts, including a piece that it had to sort of sit behind your ear, and it was complex, and you wouldn't still look totally normal. You'd have a thing behind your ear. So we've simplified this to simply something that is about the size of a large coin, and it goes in your skull, replaces a piece of skull, and the wires then connect within a few centimeters or about an inch away from the device. And this is sort of what it looks like.
Okay. Now, we played this before. We told you that many of you did not realize that the so-called PSYOP was those so-called celebrities whose kids were dumb and they were paying for their kids to go to school because they were dumb. That was the sign. We try to tell you there's signs and symbols. That's all through your Bible, signs and symbols. That don't mean the Bible ain't wrong because you don't know the signs and symbols. You the dummy. In the Bible calls you the dummy. I hope you know that. They call you a reprobate mind. That's called dumb. So if you got a reprobate mind, the Bible is clear that they're not responsible. The writers of that, like, if you're dumb, that's your fault. So now they come with an electronic device that can make you smart. And many of you who got money, you probably need to invest in this right now. I'm just telling you straight up. I ain't trying to get you to invest. I'm just saying, if you know you come from a retard family and you kind of slow, but you got money, you better think about this one here, y'all. Because obviously it's giving you something that you always wanted. And that's what's going to get you. See, I'm giving you what they're going to. See, I could be a pitch man. He got to pay me, though, to pitch this. Because once you connect, you are connecting to the matrix, the meta world. Meta. Now, if you can get raped without being raped, that is some crazy shit, ain't it? I'm raped, but I'm not really raped, only in the metaphysical world. And ain't that what all our so-called scholars, Dr. Phil Valentine, who've been on there like five, he's been on my show five times. Five times. Why don't you go listen to the archives of how we handled Dr. Phil Valentine, because we wanted to ask him. I loved him. But we have to ask hard questions, because he's not the highest leader I've been. Highest leader I've ever been with was Yahweh Ben Yahweh. Ain't nobody beat him yet. And I don't even follow that. But ain't nobody beat Yahweh Ben Yahweh yet. So you can't brainwash me with your bullshit while you living in Sarasota. This motherfucker had a $100 million empire of real estate. So what you do ain't even impressive. You can get people to come to your seminar, but that ain't got nothing to do with you making wealth. Others. You made wealth for yourself, but not others. Big difference when you can do that for others. I give more credence to a Yahweh character than somebody who just wants to get rich on his own. So that's where I'm at. You don't have to be where I'm at. You could be near me, close to me, but you ain't got to be 100% with me. I'll take 60%. If you 60% with me, I'm happy, really. I really am. You can't even get your wife to be 60%. Most of you got motherfuckers who 10% believe what you believe, but you married them anyway because they got a good pussy. Or they got a big dick or some type of dick. Let's be real. You ain't married the right person. You know that. You only married people because you've been told to marry them because you thought it was what you believed it was to be true. Let's be real here. Let's be real. Chelsea Clinton wouldn't marry me, even if I would have fucked her to death. And my bloodline ain't right. She will fuck me secretly, but she can't fuck me in the black nobility. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. This is my little small world. I'm just giving you a synoptic overview of what a small reality is. So basically, all you saying to yourself is, you've been played. You need to wake up right now. The question today, and all you today, listen carefully. We'll be starting in the next week, as long as many of you, those who are already in, consider yourself next week part of the challenge. If you ain't, then you can't get in. If I don't see your name, that you are on what's a Cash App, you don't have a Cash App account, don't even try to answer no questions. Say, I'm going to actually phrase it up. You Cash App, just in case I don't know the number. But I need to know all your numbers when I send it to you for you to get on this challenge. The challenge would be, once I see the how many you accept, that would be the bank for you. I will double the bank that you guys come up with, and then we'll go from there. Until then, all you on this line, let it be known, you are the dry bones. There's nothing like you on radio. I listen to a lot of radio. They'll be scared to put you on radio because you will wake up so many people. It'll be unreal. So they want you on stations that will just let you not talk. And many of you have always talked. And we will continue to let you talk. But this time, with cash behind it. So when you come on this program, starting after next week, Cash App up, you will see how money is a spiritual tool for you to wake up others. Can you handle that challenge? We'll find out. But until then, you are the best of all that's out there. And I guarantee you, I heard a lot of shows. Nobody, not nobody, will let you on talking the way you do on the Helios.
Hey, Sean.
About time. get it.